the Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects you'd like to get done. Soup to nuts, floorboards to shingles. If you've got a project in mind for this late winter, the early spring, the summer ahead, we'd like to help you take the first step towards getting that done with some planning of that project. If you're at a point where you are stuck and don't know which way to go, we can help you with that. If you're taking on a decor project because you just can't stand the look of those four walls anymore, we get it. I'm sure my friend Leslie could come up with some excellent suggestions. Fortunately for you, I will not, but Leslie will. Because she has the design eye.
Hey, we each have our own skill set.
If you got termites, I'm your guy. The number here is 888-666-3974. That happens to spell 888-MONEYPIT. You can call that number and get in touch with us to ask your question. But first, we're going to talk about something that should be very important to renters, especially if you're trying to save money. Do you know that if you rent a house or apartment, there is an insurance loophole that can cost you big if your home was damaged by a flood or a fire or a break-in? We're going to talk about a simple solution that can keep you protected from that situation.
And also ahead, you know, we get a lot of questions about how to clean tile grout, which, you know, really does seem to look great that first day you put it in and maybe for a few days after, but then it gets really gross really quickly. I mean, just like dirty and blah. So we're going to share a solution that can restore that new grout brightness.
And speaking of termites, a termite problem is one that's easily spotted over the summer, but this same infestation gets a lot harder to spot when weather turns cold. We're going to share a home inspector's trick of the trade that we use for finding termites before they eat you out of house and home, even in the winter.
But most importantly, we want to know how we can help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise and help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So reach out right now, or really any time a DIY dilemma comes to mind. You can reach us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Tennessee, where Rick is on the line with a question about insulation. What's going on at your Money Pit?
We're currently adding an addition on to the back of our house. It's a covered porch. The porch has been there for several years. The cover, the roof is a shingled roof, and it's been there. It's actually got a finished ceiling. It's been there for probably 6 or 8 years, but we decided to close it in to make an addition to our kitchen. It's about 12 by 24.
Okay.
And when he, you know, it was up on 6x6s to support the porch, but the builder went back in and dug footers, and we blocked that whole underspace up.
Perfect.
And put two vents that are temperature regulated and one window for some light and to open to get some ventilation in one door. But with the dirt down there, the humidity, I guess that's enough heat from the downstairs of the house, brought the humidity up to, gosh, it was at like 92%. I didn't know it was like 45 degrees. I didn't know it could get that high. And my water was running down the window. We were starting to get mold on the floor joists. The builder wanted to put fiberglass insulation up underneath there, and I just thought that was a disaster waiting to happen, put fiberglass in all that moisture.
Yeah, so first of all, let me just clarify a couple of things. The window, the door, all that sort of stuff, that's above the foundation, right? So you're talking about the addition.
No, that's actually in the foundation.
The foundation. Okay, so you actually are extending. You're extending sort of. Is the house on a basement?
Yeah.
You extended that basement, or at least created a separate, accessible, basement-like space from the outside.
Yeah, kind of like a crawl space, only about 5 feet deep.
So it's a crawl space, but it's a tall crawl space, and you put a door in there so you can get in there. Now, what's the floor there? Is it dirt right now?
Dirt and it's. You know, I think I got some drainage problems anyway. That the house back of the backyard kind of flat, and so whenever it rains and snows, it just kind of sits there. The drainage isn't too good.
So here's what's happening. I think is this still under construction right now?
Yeah, we're the wall.
So you don't have heating. You don't have heating in that space yet, right?
No.
Okay, so here's what I think is happening. You have a combination of two things. First of all, you've got an excessively damp space. As you mentioned, you have drainage problems. You may or may not have gutters that are working properly along the back of that house. They could be undersized. Downspouts need to be extended out at least 4 to 6 feet away from the foundation in a situation like this. You got to try to keep that soil around the foundation as dry as possible. If you get the gutters clean, if you get the gutters extended, that's all working right. You can add some soil to improve that slope right away from the foundation, especially if you've got that much foundation wall. There's no reason you can't, you know, create a slope there. And that will keep moisture to a minimum from saturating into that foundation, where being concrete blocks, it's very absorbent. It's very hydroscopic, so it'll just pull up a lot of water, and then that will evaporate, and that's what adds to the humidity. And the second thing is you don't have any heating in there yet. And once you have heating, then you're going to have a different set of temperature differentials there, and since warm air holds more moisture than cold air, you're not going to have as much of, or any really, of this condensation you're seeing. And lastly, by the way, you should also add a vapor barrier to the floor of that crawl space area, because that will stop or reduce any moisture that's evaporating off of the floor. But a combination of all of those things will reduce the amount of humidity that you're spotting. In terms of insulation, you're certainly going to need insulation in that floor, and you know, you could use fiberglass once you get this moisture problem under control. Or maybe what you might want to do is, for this one area, use rock wool or stone wool insulation. There's a company called Roxel, and that kind of insulation is not subjected to any kind of moisture damage. It's pretty much moisture proof. It won't decay. You won't get any mold that grows on it. You know, it's pretty durable stuff. So you might want to use that in this case. And in the attic space, by the way, which you mentioned, you had a finished attic, you're probably going to have to open that up for insulation and then also ventilation, because otherwise your heat's going to escape. And secondly, if you do get moisture up there, you got to let it vent. Okay?
Yeah. There's fiberglass above that. I'm pretty sure that's already been done. You know, actually, I don't know, and I've not been up there. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you better check that. Because remember, heat rises, so that's going to be important. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Now we're going to talk garages with Kathy from Georgia. It's a G thing. What's going on, Kathy? How can we help you?
We have a garage addition, a double garage that we stopped using a few years ago and just use it for, like, what people would use a basement or something in the South. We don't have basements, that kind of thing. And we only have a crawl attic. So what we were looking at simply is the garage doors were taken out some years ago, and we have a little entry door there and an exit door. And on the outside, it was replaced with some wood that was probably medium grade. But we wanted to update it to something a little more attractive. to add to our house. We have Savannah gray brick on our house.
Okay.
And we have some cedar on the bedroom side of our house, which is like an L-shaped home. So the cedar wood is on the far side of the house. So we were just trying to decide whether we should keep the house with consistency with something on the order of the cedar wood or something that's viable that will last, you know, many, many years.
If I was driving by your house or I was, you know, parked in front of it and looking at the old garage, would I be able to see the outline of the old garage doors?
No, you cannot. It's replaced by, like I said, a medium grade type of wood.
Okay, so you basically completely obliterated the appearance of those garage doors, because a lot of times what I see when people do this project is they fill in the garage opening, but it doesn't look the same as the rest of the wall. You can tell it's like a patch.
That's what I've seen in areas, and where I live, we do have some of the L-shaped older homes. My home was built in the early 50s, so the L-shaped concept was, I guess you would say, maybe popular then. And so the bedroom end of the house exceeds out a little bit, so that's where you get that L-shape idea. And then as you move towards where the garage would be, it's just straight from there down. So we were trying to think of something attractive that would look good with the brick.
Your question is really one of what's the best siding material that's going to match what you have now, yet be very durable. And you have brick, which is as durable as it gets. You have cedar, which is more durable than pine or fir, but it's a lot of upkeep. So my suggestion would be to use Hardy Plank. And Hardy Plank is a cementitious siding product that looks like wood siding. So I, for example, have a very old house, and on my garage, which is not a very old garage, I have a product called Hardy Shingle. Yeah, when I painted the garage shingles and the house shingles the same color, it's pretty hard to tell them apart from the street. It looks like it's the old wood all the way around, even though one is made of an incredibly durable non-organic product that doesn't decay and doesn't rot and holds up to hail damage and that sort of thing. Color-wise, though, Leslie, if she's got a – you said you had a gray brick. What areas of color do you think she might want to explore?
I mean, I think I would go as close to in color of that gray brick as possible. Like, either go a shade darker, as long as it's going to be everything but the facade, and then that'll sort of, you know, create its own, it'll set up the front to be more defined, but then give you a uniform look around the rest. So I'd go either a very similar shade or a shade darker.
Right. Okay, I appreciate the help and advice, certainly.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7 to take your call. So let us know how we can give you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEY-PIT. And just ahead, if you rent a house or apartment, there's a little known risk that can wreak havoc on your finances. We've got the details after this. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, we get it, but it's all about perspective because for us, a money pit is not a disaster. It's a home you love. Sure, it needs some TLC. It needs some care and feeding. But heck, so do my kids. We can't ignore our children. And sometimes your house can feel like your child. So give us a call with those questions. We'll help you get it done. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
You can try, but it never goes well.
No.
Sandra in North Carolina is on the line. How can we help you today?
We're trying to decide which quality of filter to use for our furnace filter switch out. Should we use the ones that are cheaper, like the 4 for $2, or should we use the HEPA filter quality ones that are like $20 for your furnace filters when you change them out?
Well, with filters, you're definitely getting what you pay for, and it really depends on what the situations are with everybody in your house. Now, the less expensive a filter, you know, the thinner that membrane's going to be, and, of course, the wider that webbing is, if you will, so it's really not going to stop very much. You know, Tom and I always joke that they're called pebble stoppers because that's really the only thing that's not getting through
exactly.
There. So it really depends. You know, the less money you spend, the less things that are getting trapped. If you've got somebody with allergens in the house, you want to spend a little bit more money because you're definitely going to get what you pay for.
Okay, so I need to go to a quality filter because I have a lot of allergies. And the people that built the house, they had to go with the cheaper filter so you can let air circulate.
Yeah, well, look, a good quality filter does not block the air, whether it's, one that's designed for better filtration or one that's designed for lesser filtration. None of these things block the air. So if you have allergy issues, you have asthma issues, you definitely want to use a good quality filter. And if you want the ultimate infiltration, what you might want to think about doing at some point is installing an electronic air cleaner. This is a device that's built into the HVAC system right near the furnace generally. And these are incredibly efficient at taking out, 95% plus of the contaminants that are in the air. I mean, these electronic air cleaners today can take out microscopic sized particles.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your information. You've been very helpful.
You're very welcome, Sandra. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're a renter, there's a good chance you do it to save some money or the hassles of being an owner. But because of a loophole in most leases, renters are vulnerable to one very potentially serious expense, and that is the cost of replacing your personal belongings that are ruined by a fire, a flood, or other weather-related damage.
All right. Now, on rare occasions, you're going to find some landlords do include clauses in their leases that will guarantee that they cover a renter's damage. But those clauses are kind of uncommon, which means that most renters are vulnerable.
And especially vulnerable during cold weather months when most home fires take place and pipes freeze and break. And without content insurance, furniture, clothes, electronics, other belongings that are damaged by smoke or flames or water from hoses are not covered by the landlord's insurance. And that's why you need a product called renter's insurance.
Yeah, you know, there really is a simple and inexpensive solution. And you purchase your own policy. Now, renter's insurance typically run about $10 to $15 a month. And they're going to cover everything from fire, wind, hail, even lightning damage. And if you happen to have a robbery, any items that are lost due to a burglary or a break-in.
Very affordable, very smart to have. And this type of content insurance also covers against damage from plumbing issues or electrical currents, which renters are especially susceptible to in older homes and older buildings. It's basically a smart and inexpensive way to make sure your personal property is covered. Because, you know, we amass personal property like one small purchase at a time. And when you think about it all that together, you got a lot of money in all of that stuff, right? All your clothes, all your shoes, all your electronics. So it's really smart to have this kind of insurance policy to protect you.
Bill in Texas has a question about rusty grout in a bathroom project. What's going on?
Yes, ma'am. I a couple of years ago, I put in a tile shower. I removed a fiberglass shower and I put in a tile shower. And the problem is, you know how you put like the rubber barrier up, like 42 or 48 inches? I put that up, but I'm guessing that I should have used, like, stainless steel screws because in two spots you can kind of detect, like, a rust color kind of seeping through the grout. And I'm wondering if I should remove the grout and maybe try – they have that epoxy-based grout. If I should do that or if there's – when I remove the grout, if there's a product I should apply to kind of neutralize the rust. Basically, that's what's going on. I've just – I'm decently handy, so I know I can remove the grout and everything, but I'm just wondering what steps I should take to prevent the rust from coming back.
Well, the sand-based grout certainly is going to allow any rust stains to kind of permeate right through. Epoxy grout probably would not. That might be the simplest solution if it's just minor surface rust. It's a little bit late now to pull tile off and start, you know, changing fasteners. So I think that probably makes the most sense, Bill, would be just to remove the old grout with a grout saw and then regrout it with epoxy-based grout, which, by the way, is a little harder to work with. So make sure you take your time, maybe practice off those bathroom walls before you apply it to it. But I think that's probably the best solution in the short term.
Now, for automotive, they have like 415 and different products to like neutralize the rust. Is there anything like that that you would it be worthwhile to even try to attempt that, or is it not worth my time?
I'm not familiar with those products, but my concern would be that, you know, if you got one, it'll probably open up somewhere else along the way. So it's kind of like you're chasing a ghost after a while.
Okay, so maybe try the epoxy grout and cross my fingers.
I would say so. I think it's a pretty good chance it's going to work out, Bill. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. You can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, there is no doubt about dirty grout. It's got to go. It's super gross. So we're going to share how you can restore or even replace that gross grout next.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. So take a look around. Give us a call with your home improvement question, your decor question. We would love to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, tile grout is a pretty durable material for sealing the space that you have between tiles. But while it always looks clean and bright when it's first put in, it definitely climbs the gross scale pretty quickly thereafter. Now, the good news is that cleaning is totally a do-it-yourself project, and it can brighten the entire bathroom. So let's think about what's happening to that grout. It gets pretty dirty from mold, mildew, even soap scum. So the first step to clean it is picking the right type of grout cleaner that you've got at home, and it's dependent on the type of grout and the type of tile. Now, there's two types, acidic and non-acidic, but choosing the right one doesn't depend on how dirty the grout is. It really is based on that type of tile, so you have to make sure you pick the right one.
Yep. So for glazed tile, which is the most common type of tile, the acid-based cleaners are okay. So you want to opt for a good quality commercial tile cleaner. You want to apply that with a bristle brush or a non-metallic scouring pad. And be sure to wear safety glasses to keep that cleaner away from your eyes as you scrub. Now, if you've got unglazed tile, these are attractive, but they are definitely the hardest to keep clean. These call for a natural cleanser. So in this case, I would recommend a paste of baking soda and water. It works well when applied with a softer, sort of medium bristle brush. But if you have natural stone, do not use acid-based cleaners because they'll damage the surfaces of marble or granite or travertine or limestone or terrazzo and any other natural material just like that. You can use a non-acid-based cleaner or the natural paste above that we talked about for the unglazed tile.
Yeah, now with any of these options, here's a tip. Pick up a grout brush. You know, for a few bucks, it's really going to save you a ton of time. It's a stiff bristle brush, and it's shaped to get just into the crevice that holds the grout. And it's got a comfortable handle, so you're not going to get tired out before that dirt is gone from the grout. You're also going to need to follow the directions on the grout cleaner itself, but it's usually best to work from the top down, cleaning then rinsing a small area of tile at a time.
You know, how many times have we read online blog posts where they say, oh, use a toothbrush to clean your grout? No, I don't think so. Definitely not sturdy enough for that. A grout brush is the way to go. And once your tile is bright again, why don't we keep it that way? What do you say? We want to apply a grout sealer to do just that. Silicone-based sealers are the best. I would suggest, though, waiting a day or two for the grout to thoroughly dry out from the cleaning process, and then you can apply the sealer. And by the way, it's also a really good time to take a look at your bathroom vent fan, and here's why. Because new ones are automatically operated by humidistat. So after you shower, they stay on long enough to vent at all the excess moisture before it settles on the tile and leads to quicker mold or mildew growth.
John from Ohio, you have got the Money Pit. Now, I understand in this instance you're calling because you want us to sort of settle a debate between you and your wife.
Correct.
Okay. I hope we can help.
Yeah, so we have an old home that was built in 1935, and the home has two main chimneys. And think if you divide the house in half, if you look at the front of the house and divide it in half, one chimney stack on the left side services the three fireplaces right in the middle of the house, the half of the house. The other chimney stack is in the middle of the right side, and it was used originally as an incinerator and also for the original heating system for coal fire, the coal chute and all that good stuff. The chimney over on that side, it just runs all the way from the basement all the way through the first, second, third floor, and it's just right in the middle, and it's just very not conducive for an easy flow. And so I've been kind of looking into and trying to tell my wife, like, we should get this thing taken out. And she thinks it's going to be a massive ordeal to have this taken out. And that's my question. Like, how common is it to remove these chimneys? How difficult is it? What would you recommend? That's where I'm at.
Well, first of all, if that was the chimney that was used for the heating system, how is the heating system being vented now?
Good question. We have forced air now, and yep, with now ductwork, and that just there's a vent off the furnace that goes out like one of the windows in the basement. It's used for nothing.
Do you have a high efficiency system now where your vent is essentially a PVC pipe that goes out the sidewall?
Exactly. Yep, there's a PVC pipe pipe that goes out. It's a high efficiency 100,000 BTU train that was purchased probably 6 years ago.
Okay, so this chimney is absolutely abandoned and not being used at all.
Correctly, and I've even looked to see if I can see if anything has been run up there, even like cable lines or anything,
right,
and nothing. Not
right.
even the
yeah.
not even the forced air vents. Mm-hmm. You're even going through it.
Okay, so then if that's the case, I mean, you certainly can remove it. And gravity is important here, so you're going to start at the top, on the top of the roof, and essentially disassemble this thing one brick at a time. It's a brick chimney?
Correct.
Yeah, it is going to be a big mess. Your wife's right about that. There's going to be a lot of dirt and dust, and that's going to impact every floor of the house when you get there. Is the chimney walled in any areas, or is it fully exposed?
So I can only see from the basement up, and then there is an old like access panel on the second floor bathroom that I have one of those little cameras that you can stick in your phone as a screen, and it looks like nothing's affixed to it, and it's just kind of floating inside of framing.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, that's the way it would have been built. But listen, if it's closed in by walls, you're going to have to open those walls up to continue this process, because you're going to take that brick apart, you know, with a hammer and chisel, and you're going to be banging them loose, and then pulling them out and throwing them in a bucket, and then walking the bucket downstairs and dumping them. And it's just going to take a long time to do this.
Yeah.
So your wife is correct, and that's a big project. I understand, you know, the benefits of it, but, you know, it's not for the faint of heart. This is going to be take some time. I mean, if it was me and I was like, let's say, for example, I had to redo my roof, I'd knock it down to below the roof level and put sheathing over it and then roof over it, so I didn't have an extra protrusion of a chimney through a roof. But it's pretty much just wasted space right now. So it's really kind of a cost-benefit ROI kind of analysis you have to do. Uh-huh. If you're really going to pick up some space by doing this, it's going to allow you to reconfigure some other things in the house, then why not do it? Again, as long as it's definitely not being used by a water heater or a furnace. You said you have forced air. How are you getting hot water now?
So when we bought the house, I put in a Rinnai on demand.
Yeah, that's a high efficiency tankless water heater?
Yeah, it's a tankless, Rinnai tankless, I'm sorry. Yeah, and so that's funny you ask, because the original water heater when we bought the house did use that as an escape vent.
Yep.
And then when I put the Rinnai in, I said, no, don't do that.
Right.
Put it escaping like the furnace out one of the windows in the basement.
Yeah. I'm actually about to take out a very old gas boiler and a inverted water heater that is fueling my house right now. And one of the things I'm considering is using my old chimney just as a chase, just as a space to run the vent pipe for the new combi boiler up and get it up and out of the house. Don't have to do that. I could bring it out a sidewall, but I'm concerned that if I come out near the sidewall, I'm going to be in the area close enough to where our patio is, and we like to sit out there and, you know, have dinners in the summer. I don't want to have any of the off-gassing from the boiler impacting us, because since it is also the water heater, we would have some of that no matter what time of the year, you know, we were out there.
Thanks. You take care.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you guys working on this new year? I'm still going to say it's a new year, even though we're like towards the end of January. I give you the whole month of January to be like, Happy New Year. What are you guys working on? What are you planning on tackling on your home this year? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, are you confident that your home is termite free? Well, the bugs can be hard to spot in winter. So we're going to tell you where to look before possible damage kicks in when we return.
Seda by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference, because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, if you enjoy this radio show, we think you might enjoy our podcast too, which you will find at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday. We always say just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure, so why not download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, termites can wreak havoc on your home and result in some pretty expensive damage. And the key to avoiding that costly headache is to identify termites as soon as you possibly can, which, depending on the season, can be surprisingly hard to do.
Yeah, it's not like they announce their presence, but termite activity slows down when it's cold. But the hungry bugs don't stop. So while these infestations in the winter are harder to see, even for experienced pros, it is just as important to catch them year-round.
Now, here are a few things that you should be looking for even in the winter months. First of all, you want to look for mud tubes on your foundation walls and wood framing. Now, these are termite superhighways, and sometimes I've heard them called even mud tunnels, and they look just like that, sort of like a raised pathway of dirt. But it almost looks like it's hard, sort of like crawling across your walls. And this is how those termites are traveling between the ground where they live and into your house where they are eating.
Exactly. Now, working from the basement or crawl space, you can also inspect floor framing and beams by tapping on them with a termite tapping tool. Did you know that there was such a thing as a termite tapping tool, Leslie?
Well, yes and no.
It's the biggest screwdriver you can find. I used to go, when I was a home inspector, I would go into Sears, into the Craftsman department, because they had a screwdriver there for, like, diesel mechanics.
Right. It's gigantic.
It was about 18 inches long, yeah. And I would use that thing until I, like, wore the tip on it round to, you know, I was in crawl spaces and basements to tap on the beams, and I'd find that termite damage all the time. And you also want to use, if you don't have a basement or a crawl space, the other thing to do is to just use a really high powered flashlight. Get one of these new LED flashlights that's really bright. And let's say you live on a house that's got a slab foundation. So you want to hold that light parallel to the wall. Sort of put it about halfway up the wall, point it down towards the floor, and then run that beam along the wall. And here's what you're looking for. You will see in that wall, like right under the surface of the paint, the appearance of these mud tubes. They'll look like sort of like tree branches or vines, but they'll be right under the paint. The paint will be sort of sunken in just a tad. You know, I had a relative who passed away this past year, and her kids were selling her house, and said, hey, can you come just take a look? And I said, sure. So I went over there, and I went through the whole house. It looked great. And I got to the garage, and I was like, holy cow, I held my light against the wall, and sure enough, the wall was completely infested with termites. Ended up, you know, being a problem that they needed to fix before they put it on the market. So you can definitely find it with that little flashlight trick.
Yeah, I mean, that really is a good trick of the trade. So if you do happen to find an infestation, the treatments available today are really the best that they've ever been, but they do have to be applied by a pro, and they are a type that termites simply cannot detect. And as a result, the termite is going to carry the treatment back to their nest, and it's really there that it's most effective at stopping that termite activity.
Yeah, you know, as a home inspector, I used to find termite infestations in about one out of every three or four homes. Now, they weren't all active, but I saw evidence of them in about 75% of the homes that I inspected. So they're pretty common, and that's why it is smart to have a yearly termite inspection performed. Now, if you've got a contract with a pest control firm, like a service contract, they're going to include that inspection as part of that service. And this way, if the termites have recently made their way in, you can treat the problem before any serious damage is done.
All right, now we've got Lauren from Nebraska on the line. What can we do for you today?
I live in an area where it's all a lot of clay in the soil, and we have a basement underneath of our house. And the walls have moved in a little bit from the pressure of the earth. And I notice in the summertime, when it's very dry, the earth pulls away from the house, and sometimes it's like an almost 2-inch gap of airspace.
Huh.
And I was just wondering, should a guy put something in there when that pulls away, or should he just leave it alone?
I like to see those big gaps in there. I would be of the mind to tell you to backfill it and add additional soil and tamp it down so that you don't have those big gaps.
So that wouldn't add more pressure when the earth gets wet and it pushes back in?
No, because I think it's going to expand equally in all directions. If it's not pressing on the walls as it is now, I don't think it's going to do that later.
Okay, well, you answered my question. Thank you very much.
Pick up the phone, give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can give you a hand to tackle all of those home improvement projects. Still ahead, chilly floors can be pretty uncomfortable, so we're going to share some recommendations for in-floor heating when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor's information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, where you can also download the Money Pit podcast. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions.
Post your questions at moneypit.com, just like Ronnie did. Now, Ronnie writes, I have a tile floor in my kitchen that gets pretty cold. Are there options for in-floor heating that can be installed from below the floor?
Yes. So if you've got a hot water heating system, Ronnie, in the rest of the house, you can certainly add a zone using PEX tubing. PEX is the cross-linked polyethylene tubing, and it could be mounted underneath the subfloor. Now, if not, you probably should consider one of the many electric radiant heat systems that are mounted from the kitchen side. However, those would require a new floor to be installed at the same time to get the maximum benefit. But another option in the electric heater category is a baseboard heater, which is also called a kickboard heater. You know the area below the base cabinets where sort of your toe, if you're standing up against the countertops, can kind of go in a little bit deeper. So there's a heater designed to fit in that recessed area. It's pretty compact, obviously, and you could put one or two in and run them on a thermostat so you only use them when necessary to add a little bit of heat. And I'll tell you, if you ever are like standing in front of the counter and doing like a lot of vegetable chopping or something like that, it's really nice. It kind of bathes your feet in heat, right? It's just like a little bit of a spa experience in your kitchen.
All right, now we've got a post here from Trevor. He actually reached out on Facebook, and Trevor writes, ever since it turned cold, mice have been coming into my home. I thought I had fixed the problem 8 years ago by fixing a small hole in the foundation, but they're back.
Guess they found another hole, Mike.
I mean, it's been 8 years.
Yeah, 8 years, yeah, good job. But you know what? If you ever thought you could mouse-proof your house permanently by sealing up the small gaps, think again, because a mouse can squeeze through a space about as small as a nickel and to find its way into your home. So what you want to do are a couple of things to prevent or deter nesting and then to exterminate them if they get in. So first of all, avoid creating a nesting site. Now, what is a nesting site? Stacks of newspaper, stacks of cardboard, boxes, firewood, lumber, other type of storage.
Pet food. I mean, they love everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. And speaking of pet food, any kind of food like that, you've got to have up off the floor. You can't just have it in the pet food bag. Or
let me tell you, we have a hamster. I mean, in addition to a dog and other animals in the house, meaning two boy children. But no, we have a hamster, and I had the hamster food in its bag behind the hamster cage, mm-hmm. like up on the counter that it's on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 100% certain the hamster did not escape its cage, but something ate through that bag, and I was like, it's off the floor, it's by the cage. Like, I couldn't even believe that the mice would be so brazen, but they are.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If there's a place for the food or something that they like, they will find it and get there.
And last, use a rodenticide. You know, these poisons are designed to eliminate mice. They're very effective, they're very safe if they're used in accordance with the label instructions. If you have pets or small children, you can use lockable bait stations to contain the poison. The mice can get in, but the kids and the pets cannot.
All right. Hopefully that helps. And I mean, 8 years is a pretty good run. So good job.
It's your time. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. You can download the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. podcast. And remember, if you have a question about your home, we are accessible pretty much 24/7. Now, we're not going to get back to you in the middle of the night, but
we're thinking about home improvement at that time. So it's like we're on the same wavelength.
We're thinking about it. That's right. We're dreaming about it. So if you've got questions, we've got the answers, and we will reach out to you the next time we produce the show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The chief law enforcement officer of the House says he's tightening security for traveling lawmakers.
The moves come as Congress reassesses safety at a time of surging threats against House members, even before the Capitol melee on January 6th. Timothy Blodgett is the acting House Sergeant-at-Arms. Blodgett says Capitol Police officers will station themselves at Washington-area airports and the city's Union Station train depot on busy travel days. Blodgett also says he's set up an online portal so lawmakers can notify the agency about their travel plans.
Andrew Stewart reports Blodgett wants lawmakers to coordinate trips with local police as well as airport officials and report any suspicious activity. The Democratic push to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour emerging as an early flashpoint in the fight for a nearly $2 trillion COVID relief package. The push to raise the wage is testing President Biden's ability to bridge Washington's partisan divides. Some Republicans support the measure or support increasing the minimum wage, but they say $15 an hour may be too much. If you're planning on using public transportation next week, plan on bringing and wearing a mask.
The order echoes an executive order President Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and rideshares, and the airport stations and terminals where people board. The mask must cover the nose and mouth and must stay on. The order prompts drivers, conductors, and crew members to only transport people who are wearing masks. The order takes effect Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can check out more news. You can read the best analysis. Find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Overseas, Indian farmers taking part in more than 2 months of protests against new agriculture laws began a hunger strike today to reaffirm the peaceful nature of their movement following violent clashes with police.
Protest leaders say the hunger strike is timed to coincide with the death anniversary of Indian independence leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was famed for his non-violent resistance to colonial rule. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the edge of New Delhi since November, seeking the repeal of laws they say will favour large agribusiness and corporations. Modi and his allies say the laws are necessary to modernise Indian agriculture. Multiple rounds of talks between the two sides have been unsuccessful, yet both sides appear to be growing more entrenched. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The predominantly black farming communities of Florida's Lake Okeechobee will get a coronavirus vaccine station, this after a public outcry about being left out.
That move comes after the state gave public supermarkets sole local distribution rights, leaving lower-income families facing drives of 25 miles to reach the nearest store. The state emergency management director told the Associated Press it will set up a COVID vaccine station in Belglade to serve the area. Palm Beach County's black residents are grossly underrepresented among its vaccine recipients. According to the state health department, about a third of the county's seniors have received at least their first dose, but only 3.5% of those vaccinations have been given to recipients who registered as black, well below the 20% of the population they make up. I'm Julie Walker.
Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on your Money Pit projects. We know maybe sometimes your house feels like a money pit because you're always throwing some money at it to fix it up. But you know what? It's a term of endearment around here. We love our homes. We love the fact that they are our personal money pits. And we love to fix them up and help you do the same for your home. So if you want to get started, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEY. Pit. Post your question at moneypit.com or at facebook.com/themoneypit. Coming up on today's show, well, 2020 was definitely a year where millions of us took on projects to invest in the nest. And now that we are well into the new year, there's actually no sign that the trend is slowing down. So we're going to highlight the next big decor trends for 2021 in today's smart spending tip.
And if you think maintaining your money pit is a hassle, just consider what it takes to keep the people's house running. We're going to share a few fun facts about what it takes to maintain the White House.
And you don't need to settle for dreary outdoor views all winter long. With the right kind of bird feeder and food, you could bring some life and color to your backyard by attracting a variety of winter birds. We'll tell you what you need to know.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. It's our job, our mission, to educate, inspire, and help you build confidence on projects that you'd like to get done. But your job is to help yourself first by reaching out to us with your projects and your questions.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Randy in York, Pennsylvania is on the line trying to help out a friend with a cracked basement wall. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this friend, they have a basement wall which is cracked in the front. It has a hairline crack along the entire front of the wall. We had an they had an engineer come out, take a look at it, and the engineer recommended putting in rebar from the outside and pouring in a mortar mix, so they'd have to excavate out in front of their house. And he also mentioned about these carbon fiber straps that can be put in. And we had a company come out and give an estimate on both. And the rebar is very expensive. The carbon fiber straps are less expensive. And I just wanted to get your opinion on how well the carbon fiber straps would work out. The engineer wasn't real fond of them. He said that they were not certified unless they're done with an engineer there kind of monitoring the process. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
So you're dealing with two different sources of information. One source sounds to me like this is a licensed professional engineer. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
And the other source is a contractor that is in the foundation repair business. Is that the only business this contractor does, or do they also happen to do, like, waterproofing?
I think they also do waterproofing. They do, I think foundations are their main business area of business.
My advice would be to follow the instructions of the licensed structural engineer for a couple of reasons. First of all, they're the only ones that are really qualified. Your engineer is absolutely correct that any repair method really should be done under the supervision of an engineer. And here's why. If this crack is so obvious that it needs this kind of a level of repair, it's going to impact the value of the house. And if it's sold in the future, there's going to be questions about how this repair was made. And the best answer is that we recognized we had a problem. We hired a licensed structural engineer to tell us what to do. He said to do X. We did all this. We had him reinspect it and certify that it was done correctly, and now there's no longer a problem. That's the best answer. The other answer is we had this company come in and put this stuff on the walls, and they said it was going to work, and, you know, we really don't know if it does or doesn't, you know, because it wasn't done under the supervision of the professionals that are licensed and tasked and experts in that space. I am a little surprised that he did recommend that level of repair, though. If it truly is just a hairline crack, we very often see these hairline cracks in the mortar joints of block walls right about at the frost line, which is like a couple of feet below the dirt. And the reason we see them is because the soil gets wet, usually from poor drainage, and then it expands and freezes and pushes in the wall in that section. And then, you know, and then in the summer everything melts. Obviously, in the winter it starts again. And then over subsequent years it'll push and push and push. And you can usually reduce that pressure by fixing your drainage problem that caused it in the first place. But if you felt it was serious enough to require that kind of a structural repair, then that's what should be done.
Right. It has probably about a quarter to a half inch deviation there where the wall's like bowing in a little bit.
on what, an eight foot tall ceiling?
An eight foot tall basement wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they did fix the water problem. There was a damaged gutter which was spilling water into the front of the house.
Every time we hear this, it has to do with something really simple like a gutter. Every time.
Yep.
So I think your initial instincts were correct. Go with the advice and the guidance of the structural engineer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Gayla in California is having an issue with the countertop. Tell us what's going on.
I am. About 4.5 years ago, I remodeled my kitchen and installed Corian countertops. And I used a pattern called Savannah. It's one of the light ones. So I'm getting ready now to sell my home. And looking at the countertops, they're really, it sounds like, I mean, thousands of hairline scratches. And I'm wondering, how can I bring back their luster? They never were shiny, but, you know, they were lustrous.
Yeah, they do have like a satin finish that looks very rich and nice. But obviously over time, just from, you know, normal wear and tear, they are going to dull and, you know, not look so great. There's a good website that generally specializes in granite and marble care. It's called stonecare.com, but they do have some products for Corian. And there's actually a spray, you know, it's made to reduce a residue on the surface. I'm not sure it's going to help you with the scratches, but it could be a good starting point. It's called their Deep Cleaner for Corian, and that might be a good place to start, at least.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that they're that dirty. I do keep them quite clean, but it's just a question. It's just those hairline scratches, and when the sun comes through the window, you really see them.
What that product does is it will also pull out any residue from all the cleaning that you have been doing so religiously, which is a good thing. The other nice thing, though, about Corian is the scratches can be repaired. And if you, the Corian can be repolished, basically lightly sanded, so to speak.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
Right, to actually pull those scratches right out. So that's not something that I would recommend that you do the first time out.
But if you contact a
kitchen cabinet company, for example, they might have an installer, and for a reasonably small fee, they might come out and repolish those tops for you. They're going to have all the tools and the equipment as well, and probably they can pull many of those scratches right out.
Well, thank you. That sounds like the way to go for me.
All right. Well, good luck with that project, and good luck selling your house.
Well, thank you, and best to you both.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, right here at 888 Money Pit with your home repair or your home improvement questions.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, home may be where the heart is, but during the pandemic, for many of us, it's become where everything is. We're going to share some DIY decor trends for 2021 to keep that space cozy and comfortable in the year ahead. In today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next. Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020, Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E. Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? It does not have to be that way. For us, a money pit is not a disaster. It's a home you love. So call us with your home improvement question right now. We're going to have some advice on how you can fix up that decor, that remodeling project, that storage and organization project. Maybe you want to think ahead to an outdoor living project. If it's on your to-do list, it's on our to-do list. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put, like, architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer. He said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, three-quarter-inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat, or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much for your help. That is the kind of thing I've been thinking about.
I think you're on the right track, Bella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Dot, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, a couple years ago, we had a driveway put in. We have a house with an attached garage, and they had graded the driveway, they said, properly so the water would drain away from the house and into the lawn, and we get standing water in our driveway still. And I was just wondering the proper steps to put a trench in our driveway and possibly a drain.
Okay, so it would seem to me that if you're talking about water that's collecting on the driveway itself or on the side of the driveway, there's a distinction.
In the driveway and also close to the house and where the driveway meets. And then there's an attached garage there also.
If we were to stop the water from collecting on the side of the driveway, would the top of the driveway still be flooded?
I think so. Apparently they graded it.
All right, because it's easier to put in a curtain drain along the side of the driveway than it is to slice the driveway and insert a drain. because if you want to try to drain what's on the driveway, essentially you have to cut a slice into the driveway. It's not something that you could do. It requires specialized tools. And then a drain is inserted, and it's kind of like a very narrow grate, almost like a box that's dropped into the driveway. The driveway is graded to the top of it so that the water can sort of roll in and then fill up the drain and then run out. If, in fact, that this water is collecting along the side of the driveway, it would be easier from a do-it-yourself perspective to add in a curtain drain. The way that works is you would dig a trench that was maybe a foot wide, maybe a foot deep. You'd put some stone on the bottom of that. Then you'd put a perforated PVC pipe. You continue to fill that up with stone all around it. You'd add some filter cloth over that, and then you would regrade, and it would be completely invisible when it's done. And, of course, it has to be pitched properly and discharged properly as well. So the curtain drain on the side of the driveway is easier than sort of the trench drain where you have to cut the driveway. I would tend to say do the curtain drain first and see how it goes. Dot, I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, 2020 was a year where millions of us took on projects to invest in the nest. And now that we're into the new year, there's no sign that this trend is slowing down. So what's the next big decor trend for 2021? Well, we're going to highlight improvements worthy of your investment in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. So first of all, let's just chill. Now, if there's one standout trend, it's that. These days, people are looking for their homes to be calm, nurturing, sort of a retreat from the chaos of everything that's going on in the world. So if you want to avoid all of that overstimulation, it really starts with what you surround yourself with at home. So think about the materials, the colors, even the types of furniture that you have at home. Now, here's an example. If you're looking to make some updates in the new year, you want to consider comfortable colors and surfaces. And this is going to mean nature-inspired colors like dark green, terracotta. Think about adding in a variety of rich and warm, sort of cozy textures. Or if you're thinking about some new furniture, you can go for an ergonomic office chair for working at home or a plush sectional for when your family's chilling at home, having a movie night. I mean, it's all about getting cozy in your nest.
Now, another easy and affordable way to instantly add some serenity to a space is with greenery. You know, the interior design world has had a houseplant obsession in 2020, and that's not slowing down in the new year. So popular options for 2021 might include, for example, the tropical Monstera deliciosa, which I know you've seen before. It's a pretty low-maintenance plant, but it's big and beautiful. It's known for its very large, sort of sculptural-like leaves. Or, for even less work, why not go with fake greenery? Today, these fake plants have become so lifelike, they really give the illusion of being the natural thing. And they provide some of the same visual benefits that plants bring to a home. But, of course, the best part is that the only care they need is an occasional dusting.
But don't forget to do that. Otherwise, they totally look fake, you guys. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. We're all shopping for the essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on your online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply.
All right, Dale in Georgia is on the line with a question about a shifty front door. What's going on, Dale?
Our house was built in 1937, and it's still settling back and forth spring and winter and summer. And the front door, I've had problems getting it to catch the striker plate, so I've had to move it back and forth. And we're at a point now where the house is settled again, and I can't even latch the front door.
How convinced are you that the house is actually moving as opposed to the front door just kind of getting out of whack?
Just about positive. I can see there's a different gap at different times of the year. It'll be like at the top in the summertime and at the bottom in the wintertime.
And what kind of door is this? Is this a metal door, a wood door?
No, it's a solid wood door.
The solid wood door. And you really like this wood door?
Yeah, I think it's the original door. It's got the handmade glass in it and the ornate decoration around the edges.
Right, so you have no interest in replacing the door?
No, I put a new door on the back, but I really don't want to lose this door if I can.
What I would probably do is essentially rehang the door. So what that's going to require is you removing the trim around the door inside and out so you can see just the jams. Because I suspect that the jams are not securely attached to the framing, or they may have loosened up over the years. I would basically want to rehang this as if it was a new door, but maybe with not doing all the work that would be responsible for that. So if you pull the trim out, then you're going to look at the attachment points for the jams. You're going to do one final adjustment, getting the door exactly where you want it. And then you're going to resecure the door jams to the door frame. You need to make sure that the space between the door jam and the door frame is completely shimmed with a wood shim. So you would use wood blocks followed by usually cedar shingles, one from one side, one for the other. If you push them together, they get wider and they get thicker and they get nice and tight. And then what I would do is I wouldn't nail it in. I would actually use a drywall styled screw. So a long case hardened screw that you can set just below the surface of the door jamb and then putty over it. Because if you attach them with screws and you shim it properly, that door really shouldn't move. The expansion and the contraction of the door is about all you really should have left. And if it gets tight at one point in the year, I would take the door off and I would trim it a little bit just to make enough room for it to close when it's fully expanded.
Okay. That's something I didn't think of. All right. Well, I do appreciate it.
We love to hear what you are working on, so give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT. Up next, if you think maintaining your money pit is a hassle, just think about what it takes to keep the people's house running. We're going to share a few fun facts about what it takes to maintain the White House next. 888 Money Pit.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. You can join us on the Money Pit podcast by downloading new episodes every Monday and Thursday at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Well, as the country is celebrating a new first family moving into the White House, have you ever wondered what it takes to take care of that house? A lot. Oh, my gosh. So now, when a new president is elected, he or she takes ownership of the White House at 12 noon on Inauguration Day. And while everybody is at the inauguration, the service staff has 6 hours to transform the White House for its new occupants. And that is a massive endeavor requiring the participation of every single member of that staff. For example, all of the outgoing family's belongings are packed and all of the incoming family's belongings are unpacked. And by the time the new president arrives, that mansion is totally redecorated. Rugs, headboards, mattresses, everything changed. New flowers are arriving. Paintings are replaced. Clothing is hung. All the family photos from the other president are gone. Packed, replaced. The new president, their family photos are in. I mean, this is a major, you know, huge episode of While You Were Out, basically, in a very condensed amount of time. Now, there are 96 people that work full-time in the residence, and there are another 250 part-time employees, and among the jobs that they do are butler, maid, chef, plumber, carpenter, doorman, even a florist, and all of them have jobs to do during that transition period of a few hours.
Now, even though we don't have an inauguration, the White House requires a pretty massive maintenance budget of about $1.6 million. So let's look at one area of that, and that's painting. To just paint the White House exterior requires 570 gallons of paint, so the paint alone would run you probably about $20,000. And the building is massive by any measure. It has 412 doors, 147 windows, 28 fireplaces, 8 staircases, and 3 elevators. And even though the White House looks like a three-story building, it's actually not. There are 6 floors plus 2 hidden mezzanine levels. So a lot goes in to taking care of that place.
Belinda in Kansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm living in this apartment. It's a senior complex. It was an old school at one time. It's 3 stories. It was completely gutted. Everything's new on the inside. New double pane windows, but it's in the northeast corner of the building. I'm having an awful lot of problems with draft and then cold air, coming from the walls underneath the windows. Cause it's brick and stone on the outside. And so there's the air pocket in your inside wall. And so at night, it's like living inside a refrigerator and trying really.
That does not sound very pleasant.
It's not. It's not. I lay in bed at night, and I don't sleep because I'm just listening. It's a heat pump, too, that they put in these. And so it's going all night long. It never shuts off. And so I'm just wondering if they would, or, you know, they probably could if they would, because the National Historic Association is also in on this, being it's an old building.
So you're essentially wondering, Belinda, what you can do because you're a tenant, right? So you don't own the building.
Right,
you can't,
right.
You can't replace the windows. So what are your options? So you have a couple of options. So first of all, if you wanted to spend some money, you could order interior storm windows. But of course, you'd have to be custom made to fit the windows, and they may be pricey. If you want an inexpensive option, there's two ways to go. One thing is you could use shrink film, which is basically a window film that gets essentially double-faced tape to the inside trim, and then you use a hair dryer to shrink it so it's taut and clear. And the other thing that you can use is weather stripping, caulk weather stripping. Basically, it's a temporary caulk product, and it's clear like a silicone, but it's not silicone. And you essentially caulk your windows shut with this temporary caulk, and then in the spring, you can peel it right off. It comes off like in a rubbery strip. Now, the only thing bad about using the temporary caulk is that you will not be able to open or close the window once it's done because it's pretty much sealed shut. So you don't want to do this to, like, your bedroom window where you may have to use it to get out in the event of an emergency.
Actually, they pretty much tried all that. They see, the problem is the National Historic Association won't let them do a lot of stuff, and they hadn't caulked around the cracks where the frame of the windows meet the window sill and along the wall. So they came up, they did that.
So let me say that again, Belinda. We're not talking about caulking outside the window. We're talking about caulking inside the window. So basically right around the sash, where the sash meets the sill, where the sash meets the jamb, those are the areas that you typically would not caulk. You would never caulk. But if you use the temporary weather stripping caulk, you can caulk right over those seams where all of the air gets in. And then again, in the spring, you grab a little end of it, and you peel it, and it comes off in usually one solid piece. It works quite well. You may have to order it if you don't find it on your store shelves. I know Red Devil makes a one called Seal and Peel, so you could look up that brand. Belinda, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions. Still ahead, do you want to turn your boring winter yard into a vibrant and colorful space? Well, you can do it with some beautiful winter birds. We're going to tell you how you can attract them after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have a passion for home improvement and want ideas and inspiration delivered to your inbox? Then subscribe to the Money Pit's long-running e-newsletter. It's free at moneypit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at moneypit.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs: a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Looking for an easy way to transform your kitchen or bath? Check out the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit from Deich Coatings. It's a great way to update old kitchen and bathroom counters and an easy stay-at-home project. Made with real stone, the kit includes everything needed to transform 40 square feet of countertops. Choose from 10 colors, and right now it's priced under $125 with free shipping. Order your Spreadstone Real Stone Countertop Kit today. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we love it so much when you guys stop by the Money Pit. So if you love this show, we thought you might enjoy our podcast too, and you'll find it at moneypit.com/podcast. You can join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Download the show today at moneypit.com/podcast.
Time to talk to Philip in Rhode Island about a roofing question. What can we do for you?
Well, in Rhode Island, in my neighborhood in Jamestown, there's a lot of beautiful red cedar shingled houses. And okay. I just put brand new red cedar shingles on my house and my roof. I noticed some of the houses age beautifully. Like what I mean beautifully is they age darker red and sometimes little bits of black or streaks of black and red and deep, deep red. And some of them don't age that way. It's like, and I'm just wondering if you guys know anything about how to get them to age the way I want them to. I don't want them to age light. I want them to age darker red.
Yeah, we don't always get to choose how we age, right? And that applies to our shingles as well. So when you choose red cedar, that gets darker over time, and it will turn to a very dark gray, typically, as it's exposed to sunlight. I mean, I guess it's possible that you could apply a stain to the cedar shingles, even though they're roofing shingles, but most people don't do that. So what we typically get calls about when it comes to cedar is how to prevent them from getting darker. And one way to do that is to replace the vent across the ridge of the roof, or if you don't have a vent there, you can essentially do the same thing with a strip of copper. If you were to overlay the peak of the roof with, say, a 12-inch wide strip of copper, so half goes on one side, half goes on the other, what happens is as rainwater strikes that, it releases some of the copper, and that acts as a mild mildicide and helps to keep the roof shingles clean and prevents algae growth.
Oh, but so then they wouldn't age dark. They'd stay lighter.
It would be less likely to get as dark, and they certainly wouldn't grow in algae. Perhaps you may have noticed that sometimes when you look at houses, especially around chimneys that have metal flashing, you'll see bright streaks at the bottom of the chimney. That's for the same reason. What happens is that metal flashing releases some of its copper and then cleans that area under the chimney. That's why it gets streaky there. But if you do it across the whole peak of the roof, then it will sort of clean evenly.
It'll clean evenly. But I'm looking for that age to look, the kind of the darker shingle age look, the darker color. And I guess it's just up to Mother Nature is what you're saying.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, you guys.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to add some life to your backyard during the winter season, you might think about making some simple changes to attract some beautiful winter birds. Now, all birds don't catch the red eye from Mexico at the first sign of cold weather. Even in the northernmost parts of the United States, Cardinals are there, woodpeckers, finches, and so many more winter-loving birds, and you can attract them to your yard simply by giving them the right food.
Now, most winter birds eat seeds. They have to because the insects are hard to find in the cold. So you want to stock up on both sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. And the great thing about safflower is that squirrels don't like them. Now, if you like woodpeckers, you can also hang suet for them, but hang that high because most winter mammals like suet too. In fact, I have had my own personal running battle with squirrels and deer in my own backyard, and I'll admit I was running behind for a while, but I finally got the lead by raising those feeders and making a cone-shaped lid that slips over the top of the suet feeder. It's hanging from a wire from a tree, and I made this cone-shaped lids, and there I gleefully watched the squirrels land and then slide off. They don't get hurt, but it is kind of fun to see them fail.
That's pretty funny. Also, guys, don't forget about water. Break up the ice in your bird bath. You can add warm water to melt the ice, and the birds are going to flock from all over right to your yard for that beautiful refreshment.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you've got a question about your home improvement projects, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Randy in Delaware is on the line doing a bathroom project. Tell us how you're working on it.
So a shower stall, an old shower stall was removed with, an old pan, just, all cruddy and moldy and outdated. So installing a new shower base, it's not a mud base. It's, preformed epoxy and, cement. And then... I was wondering about what type of flashing you might recommend from, the framing members behind, the corners and, any of these areas. How susceptible are they to, these moisture issues where, the corners may, with expansion and contraction, may break open or, get some kind of moisture penetration? What's the extent of the flashing system that you put behind cement board?
Okay, so when you put on tile backer board, you don't flash like you would if you were, putting up shingles and intersecting with siding. I mean, essentially what you do is you put the pan in, you put the backer board on, you overlap the pan, and then you put the adhesive on and the tile right on top of that. I mean, that's sort of the normal procedure for doing a tile job. You don't really... flash the board any further than just making sure it overlaps the prefabricated pan. Is that what I'm hearing? You're using a prefabricated, say, a fiberglass tile pan?
Right. But, there are a lot of recommendations out there to run, like, a 6 mil plastic sheet behind the backer board so that any penetration that, could occur in the future hits this plastic wall. It overlaps the pan, and in front of that, the backer board overlaps it. But anything that penetrates the backer board and the tile and all that hits this plastic and eventually makes its way to the pan, never actually, getting to the framing members.
I don't have a problem with that. But let me put it to you this way. For many years, the way that tile showers were done is they simply put the green board, the water-resistant drywall, right on top of the studs. And that was it. There was nothing more than that. So by putting on a tile board, you're already making it a lot more durable. And if you want to put a polyethylene sheet behind that, I have no problem with that. Just make sure that the shower pan that you choose goes up enough to create that good overlap at the bottom so you don't have water that backs up into it.
I think that's it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, do you ever wish that you and your partner could each have your own his and her houses? Well, agreeing on design doesn't have to be that hard. So we're going to share some design tips for marriage harmony when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Give us a call right now with your home improvement question.
Email us or post your question just like Karen did from Massachusetts. Now, Karen writes, we have slippery stairs with a 9.5-inch tread. Both kids have fallen. My husband and I have almost fallen, and it's just a matter of time before we do. Is a sisal carpet stair the best option for traction, something low pile?
So what do you think?
You're going from a bare, exposed, you know, finished wood step, which could have a glossy finish, or just something on that surface that could be extra slippery, or maybe it's your socks. Who knows? But, I mean, putting anything on those steps is going to give you way more traction than just a bare wood floor. Now, I would do a full runner down the steps rather than just like a sticky tread top that goes on.
Right.
Sisal's great. It's a natural fiber. It looks really well. It stands up well. But go with anything you like. It's going to be way better than the wood.
Well, if there's one thing that can bring an end to the warm fuzzies of living with your loved one, it's when a couple tries to agree on a home decor plan or a home design plan. But designing for him and her does not have to involve so much sacrifice. Leslie's got a few design ideas for marriage harmony in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, can't we all just get along?
I mean, we can try, for sure. And, you know, one partner's usually going to dominate the whole design side of things, I'm just saying. But generally, you guys, you know, you think women have one sense of style and they're looking for things that are frilly and girly, and you think guys are looking for something that's like super modern or cold, but that's not true. I mean, neither partner is going to be 100% right when it comes to what they want in a space. So everybody's got to figure out a way that the two of you, whatever it is, that you can get along and create a space that's beautiful and calm and soothing and really represents who you are as a couple, who you are as people, and as a family. So think about what you can do to sort of calm the situation, if you will. First of all, think about neutral colors. They can dominate, and then you can add in little hints of color that either people in the group like. You know, it kind of brings it in. You can change that out seasonally. You know, you can choose throw pillows. You can think of things that are in both of your favorite hue and then sort of pick the things that go with that. So it doesn't always have to be one person saying, like, but I like blue. Well, the other partner can be like, all right, I'll bring in a little bit of that blue in the rug or a tiny bit of it in the throw pillow, and everything else can be neutral. And then suddenly everybody's happy. I mean, men tend to like earth tones, durable fabrics, things like leather and hardwoods. But I know a lot of ladies who like that as well. So you got to just kind of think about what works well with that. So if you tend to have a love of those harder surfaces, then let your partner pick out something that's a little bit softer or bring in a pattern. You know, you have to figure out how to balance this out. I mean, a couch is another huge sticky point for families. I mean, definitely couples have different ideas as to where to place the couch. So if you've got one partner who wants to kind of kick around and watch a sport game or lounge on the couch for a sick day, you need something that's comfortable. But if this is your main living area, you need something that looks nice too. So if you can agree on both of those things, you're instantly creating harmony as well. Then when it comes to decor, as far as like art and anything that you're putting on the walls, you know, both of you should sort of bring to the table what it is that you like about it, and then figure out a way, you know, if one's like a landscape and one's a black and white photography, whatever it might be, there are ways that you can bring in both, maybe doing a gallery wall or allowing one sort of style of art to dictate the look of one room and then the other style to dictate the look of another room. There are ways that couples, families, whoever is living together can find some harmony and create a design space that looks good to you and feels good for everyone.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about tiles. They are a beautiful and decorative element for floors and walls, but finding a replacement when one tile cracks can seem near impossible. We're going to solve that problem with some tips for repairing or replacing hard-to-find tiles on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is reviving his effort to grant citizenship to some illegal immigrants.
Senator Graham is now working closely with Senate Majority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin to revive the DREAM Act, which would grant a pathway to citizenship for those brought into the country illegally as children. Graham says reviving the issue will be a starting point for broader talks about immigration. A major sticking point is the Republican focus on linking a pathway for Dreamers to more funding for border security. Such a compromise was favored even by former President Trump, but rejected at the time by Democrats opposed to any new funding for the president's border wall. Bob Agner reporting.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Leader Majority Leader Chuck Schumer say a Capitol police officer killed in the line of duty during the January 6th riot will be honored this next week.
Pelosi and Schumer said in a joint statement, the U.S. Congress is united in grief, gratitude, and solemn appreciation for the service and sacrifice of Officer Brian Sicknick. On behalf of the House of Representatives and the Senate, it is our great privilege to pay tribute to Officer Sicknick with this lying in honor ceremony. According to the announcement, Sicknick will lie in the Capitol Rotunda starting Tuesday night, the viewing period starting for members of the U.S. Capitol Police starting at 10 p.m. A congressional tribute will be held Wednesday morning before Sicknick's interment at Arlington National Cemetery. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Officials plan to tap a river to help put out a huge fire in northern New Jersey recycling plant. The blaze broke out around midnight at the Atlantic Coast Fibers plant in Passaic. It could burn for days. Mayor Hector Lora says luckily there's been no loss of life.
We had one firefighter that we had to take to the hospital, a slip and fall. Firefighter Morales, he's been released and he's fine. Numerous firefighters that were treated with the 7 ambulances on service.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
The steep surge of coronavirus cases in California has begun to taper, but the state has passed a milestone for deaths. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Ben Thomas.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University shows more than 40,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in California, and the rate has been accelerating. It took 6 months for the state to reach its first 10,000 deaths, 4 months to add another 10,000, and then just 5 weeks. Now the toll has gone from 30,000 to 40,000 in just 20 days. California trails only New York in virus-related deaths and appears sure to pass it, even though new cases and hospitalizations have declined rapidly in the last 2 weeks. The victims have been young and old, though mostly older, some fit and healthy, but many more with an array of underlying medical conditions. I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Idaho is putting up quite a fight, even as legal marijuana becomes reality in every corner of the U.S.
State lawmakers Friday moved forward with a proposed constitutional amendment that would bar the legalization of marijuana in Idaho in an attempt to keep the growing nationwide acceptance of the drug from sweeping across its borders. Idaho is one of only three states without some sort of policy allowing residents to possess products with even low amounts of THC, the psychoactive chemical of marijuana. Those opposed said medical marijuana is needed for Idaho residents suffering from chronic or terminal illnesses. Patrick Foss reporting.
Atlantic City, New Jersey Mayor Frank Gilliam sentenced to 30 days in jail, 11 months of house arrest for stealing $87,000 from a youth basketball program he established. The judge said Gilliam's theft hurt poor children in the city by spending it on clothing, meals, and vacation, and vacations, that is, for himself. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Of school in Virginia for 300 plus days. In Chicago, they vaccinate the teachers, they fix the ventilator system. You still can't get them back to school. Same thing in so many places in California and in Manhattan, New York. So many places, so many parents. We're going to talk to Tom Kersting about the damage being done to the kids. We have no choice. They have to go back to school, especially K through 8. And Mike Rowe is standing by. He's got a brand new show. It's excellent. So first, let's get through the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This impeachment is nothing more than a partisan exercise designed to further divide the country. Democrats claim to want to unify the country, but impeaching a former president is the antithesis of unity.
Still trying to oust Trump. A poll shows 54% expect him to run again. And now it doesn't even look like they have close to enough votes to impeach. When can we stop this theater of the absurd?
Number two.
I don't think unions are overruling studies. I think what you're seeing is schools that haven't made the investments to keep the students safe.
That's not true. Open up the schools, end the lockdown, cycle the vaccines. Let's get back to work. Enough.
Number one.
I'm rescinding the previous administration's harmful ban on diversity and sensitivity training and abolish the offensive counterfactual 1776 commission. And the simple truth is, our soul will be troubled as long as systemic racism is allowed to persist.
Right. My soul be troubled. Yes, exactly. War on jobs. In the name of party politics, Joe Biden's focus on being woefully woke ignores the pandemic's economic struggles and continues to attract oil, gas, drillers, the wall makers, and everything, including making our borders insecure in a time when we're even telling our allies to stay home. It makes no sense. But a guy that makes total sense is Mike Rowe. And I say that not just because you're listening, Mike.
Well, look, one good suck-up deserves another. As I'm sitting here on hold, I say to Eric, your producer, is there anything I should know? And he says that Brian Kilmeade is awesome. I said, okay, just put me through, for God's sake.
You've had enough. And it was Pete, by the way. Eric does not like me. Pete does.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was Pete. I couldn't tell who I was talking to. I mean, they're both such sycophants. You know, it's difficult to separate.
Well, how many of your staffers like you, besides you, that you pay them? Like, how many you think would say, that Mike Rowe's a good guy?
Yeah, I let them all go, Brian, in these difficult times. It's easier just to be. No, you know what? I got eight people, and they all claim. They claim to like me, and they seem persuasive, so I'm going to go with it, yeah.
Yeah, they will not submit to cross-examination, so I'm going to go with it, too. They're also pumped up for your brand-new show, 6 Degrees with Mike Rowe, on the Discovery Plus streaming service. So, Mike, you've adjusted to the times. You went from cable syndication, where you were just a great host on Dirty Jobs, and now you own everything you do. And now you're streaming like all the kids.
it's so lit. It's just so lit. Look, I'm trying not to get left behind, but I'm not exactly burning the bridge behind me. You know, cable's still a big deal, and I'm going to try and do something there. You know, Facebook's a thing, streaming's a thing. I'm always late to the party, but it seems like if the content is decent somewhere, somehow, somebody will find it.
36% of Americans will watch the Super Bowl while stream the Super Bowl. That's how much we've changed.
Well, you mentioned my staff. Half of them are under 35, and none of them own a TV.
I know. It's and amazing. It's
the others, I don't think anybody subscribes to cable anymore. I do, because I'm ancient and whatnot. But, I mean, it is amazing when you look back and go, this is not a secret. Cable companies, satellite companies, these are dead men walking 5 years from now.
I love this. I called the other day. I'm having a problem with my cable. They go, can you want to shut it off and put it back on? I'm like, really? That's why I called you? I'm like, are you kidding? So, you know what? Now that we're talking about it, I want to talk about this show. It looks great. It's 6 degrees with Mike Rowe. And then I want to talk about the jobs that are just going out the window with one signature. But on this, what was your approach to this, Mike?
Well, you know, Dirty Jobs was a tribute to my granddad.
Yep.
We've talked about it. Guy could build a house without a blueprint. And I wanted to try and find a show that would somehow elevate and celebrate that guy, who in my estimation had become somewhat invisible in the 21st century. 6 Degrees is kind of a tribute to my dad, who was a history teacher for 30 years, taught junior high and high school history. And he always said, look, it's not really about dates and names. It's not really about education. It's about finding a way to make people interested in topics they didn't know they cared about. That's the job of a good teacher. And in nonfiction history programming, there's a parallel. So I always wanted to do a show in that space that took the pretense and the preciousness out of the whole idea of telling you the way it was. I really just want to tell you the way I heard it, right? So each episode starts with a really ridiculous question. Can a sheep do your taxes? Can a horseshoe find your soulmate? Can a mousetrap cure your hangover? The answer is always yes, but the show is an attempt to prove how those two seemingly disparate points are in fact connected. We use everything from bad reenactments to suspicious wardrobe to puppets to animation to archival footage. I walk through time on a budget, and when the dust settles, you have a better idea of how weirdly connected we've always been.
And one of the stories you have is how some drawings on the moon look exactly like the Roman chariots, some of the roads. That, according to this Oxford professor?
That's an example I use when people say, why did you want to do the show? Because years ago, I stole this idea from a brilliant professor named James Burke, who used to host a show called Connections back in the 70s. And in one of his episodes, this guy used to wear a white leisure suit, and he had long white hair, and he was the professor you wish you had, and he'd stomp through the streets of London saying things like, and tonight we're going to illustrate why it is that the tracks left by the first Roman chariot are of an identical dimension to those left on the moon by the lunar lander. And I'd be like, how the hell are you going to do that? But he always did. He always landed the plane, and I always felt slightly smarter than I really was at the end of the show. That's what I wanted to do here.
I mean, when I do so I was able to do these four history books, and I thought, would it be better, instead of waiting for someone to book you and ask you to speak, like no one could ever afford Mike Rowe, except for these major corporations, international conglomerates can afford Mike Rowe's speaking fee. I said, why don't I be able to talk about these books on stage? And I just do it in a conversational way, and people don't realize, they say, I can't believe I'm interested in history. I never was interested in history before. And to me, I think to yourself, how can you not? There's stories. What if I told you there's a story? What if I told you it was true? What if I told you it was about your country? What if I told you can go back to the site in which it happened? And then people get intrigued. You don't have to. You could be a mathematician, or you could have maybe dropped out of school in ninth grade. It doesn't matter. Because people are interested in those things, as storytellers, right? That's why this series is going to work on Discovery. Now I got to ask you about work.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got to ask you about work. Period. What were your thoughts when you thought, with the signing of two documents, 11,000 people would be out of a job who worked on a pipeline, and 5,000 would be out of a job who are putting up a wall at our southern border? What were your thoughts of a guy that knows more blue collar workers than maybe anybody else in America?
Well, I mean, I immediately called half a dozen of those guys, three of them in the union and three of them not. You know, this, you're talking about the XL pipeline.
Yes.
that impacts so many people, Brian. We still don't quite get the enormity of what just went away.
I know.
That oil is going to come out of the Alberta Shale one way or the other. 98% of it's going to come down to this country one way or the other. It's going to be carried not in a pipeline now, but on rail and in trucks, and the environmental impact is going to be exponentially worse. We destroyed, I don't know how many jobs in this country. I've heard between 10 and 11,000. But what about the Canada side? I've heard 50,000. I mean, this thing, with the stroke of a pen, has sent an incredible message regarding the future of work and the definition of a good job over the bow. And it's not a good message. So I'm personally hopeful that as people start to step back and really, really look at the unintended consequences of what just happened, we're going to realize that there is no upside. Even if you're in the camp that says the world's going to end in 12 years, you can't look at a pipeline vis-a-vis our relationship with energy overall and conclude that energy is somehow the enemy. We're in a very, very sensitive spot right now, and unfortunately, there's not a lot of credibility in our institutions, but the truth has to get out there, because the stakes, I don't think, have ever been higher.
I mean, unemployment's about 7%. These small businesses are going out on a daily basis, never to come back. You would think the last thing you want to do in a crisis is do that. But you talk to real people instead of just a number. We talked to Neil Crabtree. He was laid off as a Keystone Pipeline worker. Cut 7.
I don't know what I'm going to do right now. It's tough. But I'm aggravated. You know, for the president to sit up there and tell the American public that he canceled this project because of climate reasons, just it simply isn't true. This oil is already coming into the country. This pipeline wasn't going to be the start of it. It's coming by rail cars every single day, hundreds, thousands of them. And it only makes sense. A pipeline can do this safer. Common sense tells you that. Common sense says we don't need to be putting American workers out of a job right now. Common sense says this pipeline needs to be built, but common sense seems to be lacking in some of the early days of the decision of this new administration.
And do you wonder why people can't get their eyes off of politics? Because it does affect us on a daily basis, like Neil, who found out one day he was unemployed the next.
Let me tell you something, Brian, that I didn't think I was going to say today, but I think it's important. This show, 6 Degrees, it wasn't ordered by a network. I went out and I tried to do it on my own, and I got a sponsor to help. The sponsor was the natural gas and oil industry. I'm going to take a lot of heat for that. But you know what? Energy can't be our enemy. Energy connects everything. Civilization is held together by pipes. If we get it into our heads that reality is fundamentally at odds with our best future, then we're in for a real problem. Energy can't be the enemy. And by the way, I'm in no way opposed to alternative fuels. In fact, the people I work with on the fossil fuel side invest millions in wind and solar. And people need to understand energy can't be the enemy, and we can't be energy dependent again. In my view, and what do I know, but from what I've read and what I've seen, that is the kiss of death.
In fact, that is so true. But by the way, natural gas and oil is one of the great things that has happened. What we've done fracking is pure American ingenuity and entrepreneurship, and that's allowed us to even be an answer to Russia, who's giving natural gas to Europe and basically keeps them on the natural gas crack pipe. I want you to hear what John Hofmeister said, the CEO of Shell Oil. He used to be. Let's listen.
The Keystone cancellation makes no sense for the future good of the American people. It's a very short-sighted, because we're going to continue to need infrastructure. Even if we don't use gasoline at some point, we still need petroleum for so many other applications, including jet fuel and including, you know, heavy freight. And just like I said before, the petrochemical industry. So oil's not going away. Anyone that thinks it is certainly doesn't understand how the economy works and how science works. We're in for a number of years of struggle while we also work on the next set of alternatives.
Yeah, and just a practical guy speaking who doesn't have to work another day in his life, but just aggravated because he cares about the country. Mike, you should be proud of going out and getting a sponsor. That's also the American way. When you hit some roadblocks, go out and do it yourself, right?
And you should be proud of the books you wrote. I mean, look, even though they're pop-ups, I found them riveting.
And, you know what? That hurts my feelings because children's books are important. A pop-up is good, but I actually went a little bit further than that. And just for that, I'm not mailing you any free books.
I don't want them. I bought your books, and I display them proudly in a closet in my home where people rarely go. But still, I have them. And just knowing I have them makes me feel smarter.
Mike, you do everything from Skype. I get to see what's in your backdrop. Why can't I see one spine of one of my books the next time you do a hit on MSNBC or CNN?
You know what? Never mind the background. If I go on those stations again, I'll have it in the foreground, and I'll peek from behind your name like Waldo, searching for his own identity.
Right. I can't wait to see Chris Cuomo's face. Mike Rowe, congratulations on 6 degrees. We're at Mike Rowe on Discovery Plus. Stream it now. Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Brian.
And thanks for joining me last week on the Primetime Show. It was great.
It was a pleasure. Yeah, the bill's in the mail.
I know. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Stockpiling has become something of a national pastime during the coronavirus pandemic, but that behavior could cost you financially. Many Americans are overspending and tumbling into debt, according to LendingTree. And now consumers say they're spending double the amount they did during the pandemic spring wave. Financial experts advise shoppers to take a few steps to avoid overspending or getting into a financial hole. And you can start by making a budget. And the end of the year is the best time to start the process if you haven't already begun. And before you go out shopping for items, make sure you prepare a list as you head to the store. Don't get caught up buying items because they're scarce or other people are grabbing them off the shelves. Check what you already have on hand and stick to your list. Financial experts note that building or rebuilding your emergency fund shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of stockpiling. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Dr. Daniela Lamas, a critical care doctor in Boston, who has been with Fox's The Resident for two seasons and co-wrote the season 4 premiere. The episode starts with a wedding, flashing back to early days of COVID-19. Dr. Lamas shared what she feels the role of medical dramas is when addressing the pandemic.
Medical shows take leeway and need to take leeway for the purpose of drama. And I think it's okay to make those sort of cheats for drama. I think that there is a need to be more accurate in the setting of COVID.
She lent her experience to small details and bigger storylines.
Ways that we would keep our PPE, the ways that we would protect ourselves by making sure our phones are in Ziploc bags.
And she says bookending the episode with a wedding is a moment of hope.
It is also bittersweet because our characters have experienced loss. And for all of us to make sure that the people that we love will be there when we're able to return for our own events, we need to continue to do what we know, to wear those masks to distance.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Chuck Schumer is run by AOC. I mean, everything up here is what do AOC want, because Chuck Schumer's worried about a primary. So you know, everybody on the Senate side and the Democrat side, actually, they should just wait and see what AOC says, because that's actually what's happening. If she says, well, we need to go this way, then Chuck Schumer says, I got to go that way. I don't want to have a primary.
I wouldn't doubt that that's the issue. I mean, can you really be that scared at this point in your career of somebody with almost no experience or accomplishments, but got a degree of charisma and is very social media savvy? I guess so. Jim is in Kansas City. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Brian. How you doing? Hey, I just wanted to call and let you know that I really do like your show. Recently, I listened to it on 1410 out of Kansas City, and I recently switched over from a local show from a guy you probably know. I won't mention his name, but you probably know who he is because he used to work for Fox. But just two more things that I got really just wanted to let you know about that. But two things I have. You know, I really could get behind Tulsi Gabbard. And I heard her clip, and I've watched her, and I really could get behind her. She needs to just switch parties.
I agree.
Okay? Because if she switched parties and became a Republican, she could get support. I would fully support her. I just can't ever see myself voting Democrat. Now, one other thing I just got to get in. I haven't mentioned this to anybody. Could you please tell me what the hell Harold Ford Jr. was thinking about when he had Mao in his backdrop? And once again, Brian, love your show.
He said he was renting the house, Jim. He said he was renting the house and didn't really control the decor. But that was a crazy thing to have in your backdrop. Oops, there's Stalin. You know, I don't care what house I rent. I'm taking down Mao, Stalin, Kim Jong-un. I will not do any live shots in front of all them. Eric and Pete, would you take that down?
I would take down Eric's photo.
Eric has no history of being a despot. So I think you'd be safe.
Yet.
I guess. But he does tend to be an absolute monarch.
You hear the yelling and the screaming that goes on when we turn the microphone.
You're right. That is bulletproof glass and soundproof glass. So I do not know what happens in there. In fact, it might even be a video. Might not even be see-through glass. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk to Dr. Tom Kersing about our kids, what they're going through as school is on hold.
exciting new daytime lineup on Fox News. Your Fox favorites are making the move to an earlier time. First, it's America's Newsroom anchored by Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino at 9. Harris Faulkner puts key issues under the spotlight at 11 with the Faulkner Focus, followed by the hit show Outnumbered at 1. Sandra Smith and John Roberts have you covered in the afternoon with America Reports. And then, Martha McCallum is bringing her award-winning journalism and unmatched perspective to 3 p.m. with the story. A brand new year, a brand new lineup. America is watching Fox News Channel. Did you hear the news? Now you can, with instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines, daily coronavirus developments, the economy, and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News, America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier, because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest, when you need it, on demand, from Fox News and Amazon Alexa.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Dr. Daniela Lamas, a critical care doctor in Boston, who has been with Fox as the resident for 2 seasons and co-wrote the season 4 premiere. The episode starts with a wedding, flashing back to early days of COVID-19. Dr. Lamas shared what she feels the role of medical dramas is when addressing the pandemic.
Medical shows take leeway and need to take leeway for the purpose of drama. And I think it's okay to make those sort of cheats for drama. I think that there is a need to be more accurate in the setting of COVID.
She lent her experience to small details and bigger storylines.
Ways that we would keep our PPE, the ways that we would protect ourselves by making sure our phones are in Ziploc bags.
And she says bookending the episode with a wedding is a moment of hope.
It is also bittersweet because our characters have experienced loss. And for all of us to make sure that the people that we love will be there when we are able to return for our own events, we need to continue to do what we know, to wear those masks to distance.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
In our final episode of House of Broken Dreams, you'll learn about some of the wild and false leads the Cassie family has received over the years.
She calls me, we got her, we're going, get ready to go. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me it's Jennifer. Turns out they yanked her right off the street.
You have no idea how many times we have been through like those kind of scenarios that people swear they had information.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. For people without health insurance, there's a low-cost option for routine care, an online marketplace where a high-priced MRI can become affordable. David Goldhill is CEO of Sesame, which operates in several cities as well as through telemedicine.
If you're willing to pay upfront and directly, are looking at somewhere between $275 and $450. For telemedicine appointments, which you'll often see priced as little as $25 or $35.
Patients get the price before seeing the doctor. Radiologist Kirsten Dickerson says that's helpful for doctors.
You know, this is money the same week, not, you know, 6 to 8 weeks down the line, like with that, you know, the traditional insurers.
Goldhill says a service like Sesame is not just for the uninsured.
Most of our customers actually do have coverage, just the deductibles are so high.
While Sesame vets the doctors on its site, patients can decide if a provider is a good fit for them. Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My children have been homeschooling since March of last year. And let me tell you that my daughter, she's a junior in high school. She is excelling, doing the best that she can. But this is the time where she is supposed to be thriving even more, talking to school counselors about college. She can't even get a response from her college counselors. She's doing, like I said, she's doing the best that she can. It's very frustrating.
That was my sigh from television today, not just now. I feel so bad for these women and these parents. I talked to a dad from Virginia. I talked to her from Portland. And it's the same story. They've been out of school with their kids, K through 8. One they pulled out and put into third grade parochial school because they actually went to school. The other one, they don't have that option. And the man, the dad, could not afford to send them both to private school. Tom Kersey knows it all. He's a doctor, a licensed psychotherapist, and author of the book, Disconnected, How to Reconnect Your Digitally Distracted Kids. Dr. Kersey, I didn't have to tell you ahead of time the detrimental things that could occur had kids been held out of school for a long period of time. But your worst nightmare is coming true for so many parents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we already had an epidemic, a mental health epidemic, Brian, prior to COVID with kids with anxiety and depression and so forth, and the escalation of the suicide rate. COVID is the icing on the cake. And I'm here at my private practice. I'm actually at my office right now. Since last March, I've been handling so many issues with middle school and high school kids that are really unraveling, and their parents are unraveling. And essentially what has happened is a child's sense of normalcy has just been stripped out from under their feet, and now they're reclusive, they're socially isolated, and they're getting in their own heads, and it's really a problem.
Let alone the sports. I mean, a case study, the 11 North Carolina districts serving more than 90,000 students and staff, they had a nine-week period this fall where researchers found that 32 infections acquired in school compared to 773 of students and staff infected outside of school. None of the 32 in-school transmission involved students infecting teachers or staff. These teachers that say they're worried about being infected, the ones in Chicago who say even though they got vaccinated, they want their kids to be vaccinated, that to me is cruel. That to me is diminishing your impact on the job you chose, to think that you're going to demand kids get vaccinated when it hasn't even been tested yet, nor has there been a study that shows that they're in danger of spreading it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. You know, everything I've read so far, you know, suggests that the kids, the school age kids, that COVID doesn't really impact them. They're not transmitters of it. There's like a 99.8% likelihood that they're going to be fine if they get it. So, you know, I know I worked in education for 25 years. I was a public school counselor, so I understand the whole union and all that stuff. But, you know, at this point, you know, everybody, we have to put aside the politics and everything. We really have to zero in on what is in the best interest of the kids. I'm hoping, you know, that teachers really do step up to the plate here, because I know that President Biden recently announced that he's going to put in an executive order where kids have to be in school in 100 days. That's something I agree with. I think that's something that, and I think everybody agrees with that. We have to get these kids. We got to focus on that and take out all the other stuff.
Absolutely. But these teachers unions put him in office. And when he was asked directly why the Chicago Teachers Union is allowed to not go back to school and ignore your order, he turned it to a different subject. So here's the Washington Post had Matt Bide, an editorial known to be a left-wing newspaper. Quote, African-American and Latino kids from low-income families in the county of Maryland largest are failing classes at 5 to 6 times the rate they did a year earlier compared with other minimal increases for white students. So don't tell me you care about minorities and continue to ignore the needs of minorities, because oftentimes they don't have the laptops, they don't have the background, they maybe don't have a parent to look over their shoulder, maybe like more nuclear families do. So this is hurting them. When do teachers realize they're essential workers? At what point?
You know, I think, you know, what I've noticed when I worked in education is, like, you know, most of the teachers are solid people. But the problem is the union itself.
They're great people.
The union reps and so forth. And what I experienced when I worked there is, you know, the union, it was always seemed like a battle against the union reps and the administration and so forth and the boards of education. And at some point, you know, they got to get on the same page, all of them, Board of Ed, Teachers Union, and everybody, and really have a sit-down conversation and really dissect the issue, what's going on here. I mean, take a look at what just, you know, was just revealed in Nevada, where 17 students since March took their own lives, which was double the total amount in all of 2019. What did Nevada do? All right, they looked at that and they said, you know what? We are now opening school. We don't care about any any politics, any union stuff. School is being open. So we need someone in each individual school that's going to lead, that's going to set the precedent, and is going to say, here's what's going to happen, whether you like it or not, because the kids are what matter.
I know so many teachers who have to teach by Zoom because their union won't let them go in, and they're so frustrated. Here's more from Lucy Mitchell. She talks about her eighth grader, cut 50.
My eighth grader, on the other hand, this is a pivotal time for him. He's supposed to be engaging. He is supposed to be thriving, dealing with sports, which are gone. School crushes. Not that you would want to encourage that, but at the same time, that's a part of this time in his life, having that camaraderie with his teachers. And he is dealing with insomnia. He is dealing with struggles and overwhelm. I'm sorry, but I don't deal with 8 hours of Zoom calls in my job, and my son does. His eyes are burning. He is dealing with having to take additional all-natural supplements in order to sleep better.
So if that's your patient and Lucy Mitchell walks into Tom Kersting's office, what do you say? Because you can't do what needs to be done, and that's put them into class. What do you say, Tom?
Yeah, well, you know what the issue there? I mean, you mentioned my book earlier, Disconnected, which is all about the impact of tech on kids' brains and their lives and their emotional and mental health and so forth. And now, you know, it was already a problem because we're spending between 8 and 9 hours a day using screens, not included for school-related use. And now they're spending all day on a screen, and then in their free time, they're spending more time on a screen. So, you know, it's the only thing parents could do is minimize the amount of screen time that their kids are using when they're not in school. And I had somebody I spoke to recently, too, and you had mentioned this a little while ago about, and I know everybody can't do this, but people that have the means to do it are now sending their kids to Catholic schools because they don't fall under, you know, under state law. And if, you know, if I was in a situation like this, I'd consider the same. Thankfully, you know, both my kids, I have a senior in high school son and an eighth grade daughter. My daughter goes in half a day and then she's on a computer. My son is on Zoom. You know, thankfully, you know, it has not affected him. He's a unique, different kind of kid. But, you know, these people coming into my office, like Lucy, like you just mentioned, there's not really a solution. The only solution is we got to get these kids out of their bedrooms and back into the classroom. Google, you know, which is kind of controlled our whole lives now, big tech, they've now made it right into our kids' bedrooms. Google Classroom. Think about that for a minute.
I hear you. Or go to Florida. Florida said we're going back to school. And in Long Island, where I am, they got contact tracing. And every day we get an alert. One person got it. Such and such people were next to them. You got to learn remotely. You come back and you go back to school. And it's been working. It's been working, I believe, since September, you know, basically since October. It's back to work. Let's deal with it. And don't you think, Dr. Kersting, this is a great way to teach kids overcoming obstacles? The pandemic is not your fault. You have to, in life, deal with things that are not your fault and somehow live your life.
And you know what, Brian? It's actually an excellent point, all right, because we're looking at the doom and gloom of this, and it has been just that. But when we get out of this, I am hoping that kids will have learned something from this, where they have experienced this major setback mentally, emotionally, away from their friends and so forth. And, you know, you hear the old expression, you know, in order to succeed, you have to fail. And they're, you know, where they've been forced to have to fail in the game of life right now, and as children, living lives as children. And hopefully they'll bounce back when we're out of this, and they'll shine brighter than before. That's it. That's what I'm hoping for, and I try to counsel kids in that mindset and so forth. And, you know, that's the best we can do.
Yeah, and by the way, I really give credit to the districts. Nassau and Suffolk County decided, even though the numbers were low, not to play sports. They have changed gears. And now they say they're going to put fall in March. They're doing the winter sports in February. And the spring sports are going to play in April. And at the very least, give these kids 6 to 8 weeks of competing, showing what they have, creating those relationships with other kids, competing hard against other schools in your rivalries. Give them some semblance of normalcy. I want other districts to do the same thing. Try. Don't knuckle under. Try.
Yeah, and you know what? The fact that I think you said Nassau County, you know what?
Maybe they
will be the one that will set the precedent, because it takes one actual leader, one person that's going to lead the way, that's going to create other leaders. So I'm glad that they took that step, and I'm glad Nevada took the step, and I hope we'll have a domino effect where, you know, school districts are finally going to say, you know what, enough of this, we're going back. And if the union is going to give us a hard time, we're going to deal with it, because we got to put our kids on the first and foremost.
I also want to tell you, it's not just about moms. It's about dads. Here's Justin Riddle. He's from Fairfax County. He's a dad, father of two, Cut 48.
Our situation for our 190,000 students in Fairfax County is that we've been locked out of our schools for nearly 330 days now. We feel like Charlie Brown in that football. We've had three or four return to school plans. And just like Lucy, our school board yanks that football away at the last second. It's resulted in a very predictable academic and mental health crisis, and it's time for us to move forward.
So that's how they feel. And as a parent, if you were there, if you're telling Justin Riddle, and he was the one who could send one of his kids to private school, that's the third grader, but not the older one, what do you tell Justin?
I applaud Justin, and I'll tell Justin, you know what, get your friends in town on board. Get them on page with you and attend the Board of Education meetings that are held every however often they're held, whether it's on Zoom or whatever. Send letters in. Put some pressure on the decision makers. And that's good. I'm glad for him, Justin. He's a leader in his community, and I'm hoping that people are listening. Hopefully people in his town are listening to this guy.
So, by the way, talk about perceptions. Axios Ipsos does a poll, and they ask people before the election, do you trust in the coronavirus response? It has now gone up to over 50% just because of the perception. Have you noticed that perception sells, whether it's true or not? It's how would you perceive to be true?
It's called cognitive dissonance. And what that is when our beliefs and our actions don't align, or when two beliefs contradict one another. So a perfect example, I read that whole poll, is that there's a higher level of interest than ever, Brian, in getting the vaccine, yet only 12% of the people signed up for it. So that doesn't make any sense. So the question is this. As human beings, we're called thinkers. There was a famous French philosopher in the 19th century called Friedrich Nietzsche, and he had a quote that went like this. We're under the presumption that we're thinking, but in reality, we are being thought. And what he meant by being thought is that our thinking is often controlled for us, and we don't even know that that's happening, instead of ourselves doing our own thinking. Another perfect example is, you know, what I read recently is, you know, the Pipe Fitters Union. You know, before President Biden was elected, he announced that he was going to, you know, pull the plug on the Keystone Pipeline, yet those union workers still voted for him. You know, it's like, think about that. It's like you know that you're probably going to get fired, but you're still going to vote for the person. And I think, you know, that mindset for 4 years, what I've seen is just – from the mainstream media is just this absolute hatred for former President Trump that a lot of people just kept absorbing into their minds over and over again, creating this illusion that now that Biden's in the office, you know, he's the savior. Hopefully he will be. But he doesn't have enough time in office to say he is yet.
So it's all perception. And what about these people who say these Trump supporters have to be deprogrammed? As a psychotherapist, what does that mean to you?
Well, deprogramming is a term in hypnotherapy. I actually do a lot of hypnotherapy here in my office. So the subconscious mind is like a sponge. It's the core. It's the hard drive of who we are. And you think about, you know, two people when the hypnotist is waving their watch and people think that they're birds when they're not. You know, that's a bypassing of conscious critical thought. The subconscious mind is uncritical, and it absorbs something called suggestion. If something is repeated over and over enough, it bypasses our conscious critical mind and secures itself in our deep subconscious. And when you look at what has happened the previous 4 years, it was a constant, never-ending bashing. And that folds its way into people's belief systems, into their minds. And that's why we are where we are right now with all this anger and rioting and everything else happening in our society.
Well, how much are you going to charge me for this session?
How much you got?
Well, I got to meet my deductible, so I got to pay cash, I guess. You know, it's a new year. Dr. Tom Kersting, thanks so much. Just really valuable time. Kids need you more than ever, and hopefully we just get them back to school and solve a lot of problems.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, Brian.
Go get them. You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Back to finish up with your calls in just a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You get up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app.
Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code CASH for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CASH. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CASH. That's C-A-S-H. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A New Jersey woman being credited with saving lives after she donated an organ to a complete stranger makes today's Dean's List. Gianna Graw had major surgery to remove one of her kidneys for someone who needed the life-saving transplant. She says the donation was inspired by her love for her father, Jersey City Officer Willie Graw, who died of cancer in 2016. She was initially going to donate a kidney to a Jersey City officer, but as it turns out, the officer already had a donor, but she still wanted to help someone. So she reached out to Hackensack University Medical Center, which helped her start the donation process. The hospital worked with the National Kidney Registry, pairing donors and recipients for the best outcome. Ms. Graw ended up matching with a 37-year-old man from California. Her selfless act also kicked off a chain of kidney donations, helping a total of four people. Thank you, Gianna, for being a true hero. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Another super site for vaccine distribution is open. This one in one of the most iconic baseball stadiums in the country. Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles opened last week. The LA Fire Department is spearheading the logistics. David Ortiz is with the fire department.
We have people that are roving, also watching them for having reactions. And we have a group of paramedics on standby in case that were to happen.
Jeff Lee is a pharmacist and says getting the shot gives people a little bit of relief after a tough year.
It's awesome. I think, you know, we've been waiting for a long time and working, you know, with people that are ill or that might have it. It's been kind of scary.
Two more tents are opening up this week with hopes of being able to vaccinate up to 12,000 people a day. Dodger Stadium joins other ballparks helping with vaccines like Marlins Park in Miami and the New York Mets City Field. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade. Special thanks to everybody that tuned in today. Dr. Tom Kirsting for giving me a hand and Mike Rowe for kicking us off. Joe, listen on WABC in the Bronx. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. I just wanted to bring your attention to a very dangerous piece of legislation that's now in the House of Representatives. It's titled the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act or Bill or something similar to it. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, he actually does a very good job of in terms of analysis of this bill. He basically delineates basically quoting from an article that he wrote, basically that the FBI and law enforcement agencies would be weaponized under this bill to go after anything that's titled, quote, white nationalism, unquote. Now, when you hear that label, I want you to read, that's a code for anybody who opposes the Biden administration or Democratic policies writ large, whether it's immigration, gun control, foreign policy in the Middle East, whatever the case may be. They're going to use this as a red herring to go after legitimate political dissent without probable cause.
Absolutely. It's something to pay attention to, Joe. Thank you very much. Linda, listen on KIVA. Hey, Linda.
Hey there. I wanted to talk about one particular executive order from the Biden administration, that is this really eliminating this, what they refer to as a Muslim travel ban. And in my conversations, I've been debating with a you know, liberal friend of mine. I'm like, it's not a Muslim travel ban. If you look at it, you can see it's from Syria, Yemen, Iran, you know, these countries that have known to be dangerous in terms of international terrorism. I said, it's not a Muslim travel ban. If you look at the population of countries that have the highest population of Muslims, indeed, none of them are on that ban.
It's wrongly labeled.
Calling it a Muslim travel ban. It's just a label. I said, and then he says, well, you know, we have to have all these executive orders to undo the damage of the Trump administration. So they are going to use this. It's always going to be the excuse for the next 4 years. We must do these radical things to correct the 4 years of Trump.
It's amazing that, you know, but Trump allowed that to happen, Muslim travel ban, but it wasn't a Muslim travel ban. These are terrorist nations that were sending people over here without properly vetting them. And Trump said, we're going to put a hold on that. But it wasn't the Muslim world travel ban. And by the way, there was no backlash because terrorists are vilified in those nations, too. And they did not like the labels that Al-Qaeda, ISIS and others, Al-Shabaab and all those terror organizations were giving them. And if you look at the Middle East right now, Donald Trump has done more good in the Middle East than any president in my lifetime. The Abraham Accords is something no one saw coming that will pay off for years to come with this thing called peace. But not if we start letting everybody in again without properly screening them. Not if they let our southern border open like a sieve. Listen tomorrow on Fox and Friends. We'll be back here on the Brian Kilmeade Show. Go to BrianKilmeadeShow.com. Go to Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, and download the podcast.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan's behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle for this fight. I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro.
COVID-19 is having an effect on mental health, and some states are beginning to respond.
As the virus takes a mental toll on young people, more states are considering expanding opportunities for students to take mental health days to try to lessen the stigma and reduce youth suicide. Lawmakers in Utah and Arizona have proposed bills that would add mental or behavioral health to the list of reasons students may be absent from class. Similar laws have passed in Oregon, Maine, Colorado, and Virginia over the past 2 years. Bob Hagen reporting.
The House's chief law enforcement officer says he's tightening security for traveling lawmakers. The move comes as Congress reassesses safety at a time when threats against members are surging even before the Capitol riot earlier this month. Timothy Blodgett is the acting sergeant at arms at the House, says Capitol police officers will be stationed at Washington area airports and the city's Union Station train depot on busy travel days. He's also set up an online portal so lawmakers can notify the agency about their travel plans. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler demanding answers from the Justice Department in response to reports that it's considering not charging more of the people who stormed the Capitol January 6th.
The New York Democrat expressed alarm at the possibility that some might not be charged, saying it was critical that all of the perpetrators of this attack be identified, investigated, arrested, charged, and subsequently prosecuted. Nadler wrote the remarks in a letter to Acting Attorney General Monty Wilkinson. Dozens of arrests have been made in connection with the January 6th mob attack, but there have been reports that the Department of Justice might not bring charges against some participants for fear it could bury local courtrooms in cases. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Indian farmers and their leaders spearheading a more than two-month-long protest against agriculture laws began a day-long hunger strike on Saturday. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Pakistan trying to save face.
Pakistan is scrambling to manage the fallout from a decision by its Supreme Court to free the man accused in the 2002 beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl. The government filed a review petition, but it's a last-ditch effort, and the lawyer for the Pearl family has said it has a slim chance of being successful. That's because it'll be heard by the same judges who voted to free Ahmad Saeed Omar Sheikh. The U.S. wants to prosecute him, but there are hurdles to Sheikh's extradition. And Pakistan is also key to the Biden administration's attempts to navigate the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Keith Peters, Washington.
Southern California Edison paying $2.2 billion to settle insurance claims from a deadly destructive wildfire sparked by its equipment back in 2018. The utility acknowledged no wrongdoing in the Woolsey fire that blackened 151 square miles of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. More at townhall.com. After all these years, people still love Yellowstone National Park.
Park officials reported more than 3.8 million people visited last year, despite the closures related to the coronavirus pandemic, down only 5% compared to 2019. The park closed March 24th to help limit the spread of COVID-19 and was closed all of April. Officials say visitation in September and October were the busiest on record, with more than 837,000 people in September and more than 359,000 people in October. John Scott reporting.
On the Sunday talk shows, ABC's This Week welcomes Democrat Senators Bernie Sanders and Joe Manchin, Republican Governors Asa Hutchinson and Jim Justice. On NBC's Meet the Press, Brian Deese, economic advisor to President Biden, is expected. And CBS's Face the Nation has Miami Mayor Francis Suarez. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Big hour. Geraldo Rivera is just getting out of the shower. He'll be with us shortly. Janice Dean at the bottom of the hour. You know, she lost both her mother-in-law and father-in-law in the nursing home. Found out about it with a phone call. Never got to the bottom. Then realized it was a huge problem with people, men and women, dying in nursing homes. And they're being put back in with COVID virus. And it was spreading like wildfire through the nursing homes. Yet the Jacob Javits Center was turned by the Army Corps of Engineers into a major hospital, unused for the most part. You had a major hospital ship, unused for the most part. Governor Cuomo said, well, I was just going by CDC guidelines, and, you know, just about a few thousand people lost their lives. Well, it turns out he underreported by 50%, and a scathing report just came out about this. We'll discuss it in detail. Janice Dean on what this means for the investigation that Governor Cuomo never wanted to see happen. We are understanding, too, that they're ready to open up restaurants 25%. And people are enraged by that. So am I. You got to go kind of staff up and kind of get ready and kind of order food. 25% if you have 100 seats. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, David versus Goliath, social media taking over Wall Street, and now bipartisan outrage over handcuffs put on the average guys, the group of average investors who got together on Reddit colluding to buy the same stock, and that forced the price to go up, hurting the big hedge fund managers.
Susan Lee. The Reddit Raiders take down Titans on Wall Street, and the Titans changed the rules because they didn't like it. Inside the most compelling, revealing story of how business is really run on Wall Street, and how both Republicans and Democrats agree that this outrageousness has to stop and cannot stand.
Number two.
They thought the virus was in China. It had left China. It had gone to Europe, and it came here for 3 months before they ever knew. Incompetent government kills people. More people died than needed to die in COVID. That's the truth.
That is the truth. And we just found out some of the truth yesterday, Governor Cuomo. Now it's official. Cuomo lied and seniors died. The Emmy Award-winning, self-congratulating governor of New York gets a hard report from the Democratic AG. He's going to have a presser soon. We'll bring you the details.
Number one.
Unity also is trying to get, at a minimum, if you pass a piece of legislation that breaks down on party lines, but it gets passed, it doesn't mean there wasn't unity. It just means it wasn't bipartisan. I'd prefer these things to be bipartisan.
Have you ever heard a stupider sentence in your life? Mr. Unity is actually Mr. Unilaterally. That's how I describe President Biden's first 10 days in office, jamming through 40 executive orders and actions, crushing tens of thousands of jobs immediately. And now his party is about to slam through a $1.9 trillion aid package without a single Republican vote. You didn't buy that coming together stuff, did you? Now it's time to bring in Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, welcome.
Mr. Unilaterally. I love that, Brian. Very clever.
Thank you. I really came up with that at 3 in the morning. And it's sometimes you don't like the 3 in the morning mindset, and sometimes you do. So Geraldo, on this, I could not be more disappointed. I know you wanted to see some coming together, and I thought so, too. At the very least, there wouldn't be 40 executive orders. But I got to bring you to what Kim Strasser wrote back in today's Wall Street Journal. Do you realize the Democrats, they already started today with Jen Psaki's presser that just started. It's such an emergency. We are going to use reconciliation in the past $1.9 trillion that they couldn't even justify on a bipartisan Zoom call last weekend that Joe Manchin put together. Can you, do you talk about poisoning the well? 2 weeks in, they could poison the well for 4 years.
It really demonstrates how far apart the political parties are. And it is also having the perhaps unintended consequence of rehabilitating President Trump from the aftermath of the January 6th riot. What people are seeing is, all right, here's the Democrats, the old school Democrats, the progressive Democrats, the climate Democrats, the no pipeline Democrats, the everything that you feared about the Democratic Party coming true, and these executive orders, this clumsiness of the 46th president, how he's he talked one game, sweetness and light and unity, running for president, and then he gets in office and he's a hammer, a Democratic hammer, a left wing hammer, and it's sad. I don't know what happens. I think as a result, the president will be easily acquitted in his impeachment trial. The country will be divided. Trump will be rehabilitated. He'll mold that Republican Party in his image. Biden, to the extent he can, will continue to make the Democrats a left-wing progressive socialist party and use these executive orders to bypass Congress. It's quite lamentable, and I understand why people like my senator here in Ohio, Rob Portman, has just announced he's not running for re-election.
Yeah, which is a shame. Who do you think would step in there? My gut said Jim Jordan, but does that reflect all of Ohio? I mean, I could not be more impressed with him, but he's a staunch conservative. Rob Portman necessarily wasn't. What do you think?
Well, I would think, you jump to Jim Jordan. He's certainly the most well-known of the congressional delegation, of the Republican delegation here, and he's been a stalwart defender of President Trump, and he's very different than the other Republican that we're neighbors with here, Anthony Gonzalez, who is one of the 10 who voted to impeach the president. But Jim Jordan has just announced he will not seek Rob Portman's seat. I don't know why he will not. There were some issues that he had long ago at Ohio State. Maybe that's it. He doesn't want to be, in that hot seat. But he's the head of the Judiciary Committee on the minority side in the House. He's effective as, the hammer of the right. I think he relishes that role. He gets mocked on Saturday Night Live as he is without his jacket on. It's kind of funny. I guess, and he's young, I guess he just wants to be a congressman for a while and maybe get the next seat that comes up, Sherrod Brown, the Democrat.
So your ex-city, New York City, run by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's wrote a best-selling book on how to beat a pandemic, even though we lead the nation in deaths, and how to get an Emmy Award, even though modest stuff that he says is incorrect. First and foremost is what's going on with the nursing homes, and not so much that people make mistakes, leaders do, especially you have to in the middle of a pandemic or a war. But the fact that he denied it, blamed it on the CDC, blamed it on the president, and then it turns out his own attorney general, Democratic attorney general, did a report, a scathing report on underreporting these deaths and more by 50%. And ironically, before this report came out, here is Andrew Cuomo describing, I guess, Donald Trump. Cut 9.
They thought the virus was in China. It had left China. It had gone to Europe, and it came here for 3 months before they ever knew. Incompetent government kills people. Incompetent government kills people. More people died than needed to die in COVID. That's the truth.
They thought, he told us 3,829 died in nursing homes. It was actually over 12,500. And the decision to go back and put them in while infected killed many more. What's your reaction to this, and what kind of blowback do you think he'll get when you got the Democratic Attorney General and the Democratic Mayor questioning him?
It's not just that Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State, is a Democrat. She's a hard left Democrat.
Good point.
Very, very vocal, very partisan, hates Donald Trump, harasses him every chance she gets. So for her to issue this scathing report about fellow Democrat, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, is quite stunning.
And it's quite revealing. And I feel awful every time I hear the story because of our friendship with Janice Dean, our weather person. She's so nice, and she's been so stalwart in this. And she and her husband lost his parents to exactly this problem. I think, you know, Brian, being a lifelong New Yorker, when I look at this, what I see is a little different than other people. What I see is the toxic relationship between the nursing home industry and the governor's administration or whoever the powers that be in Albany, the state capital. The nursing home industry has real sway over the governor and the other politicians in that state. They spend a lot of money politically lobbying, and it was the nursing home industry, I am sure, who did a couple of things. One, what they saw the writing on the wall when you had very sick people in the nursing homes. They said, get them out of the nursing homes so they don't die in the nursing homes. They die in the hospital, so it will be the hospitals that get the accounting for the dead. All right, 10 dead today, but they died in the hospital. They didn't die in my nursing home. So that's what the attorney general said, saw through that fraud and said, wait a second, if they're on death's door and you ship them to the hospital to die, they're your casualty, not the hospital's casualty. And in terms of bringing the infected patients back to the nursing homes when they had some semblance of recovery in the hospital and thereby causing infections to run wildfire through the nursing homes, I think that there's going to be hell to pay. I wonder how many the total debt is. And also, when I look at Andrew Cuomo and his national aspirations, I think they're over. I think that this report kills any possibility that Andrew Cuomo might seek the presidency.
See, I thought so too, but ABC World News tonight, 0 minutes. CBS, 8 minutes. NBC, 1 minute, 26 seconds. Maybe if no one covers it, maybe he survives. But I want you to hear, they just asked this question when I asked you the question with Jen Psaki. So I'll hear with, let's just listen together.
Thank you, Jen. The New York Attorney General released a report yesterday saying that the state had undercounted the number of COVID deaths by as much as 50% in nursing homes. Would President Biden support a federal investigation into what happened and Governor Andrew Cuomo's role?
I've seen those reports. I would say any investigation, I would point you to the Department of Justice.
Does the White House think that it should be looked into further?
Again, any investigation would be led by the Department of Justice. We're in a new age where they're independent, and they will determine what path they take moving forward.
Okay. On immigration, I know you said...
Okay. There you go. That was her answer. Punt. So,
yeah, but you know, it's a bad punt because it's not the Department of Justice. It's the Department of Justice if you're investigating criminal activity. If you're investigating, bad judgment, that's not necessarily a crime. It's bad judgment. I mean, I think that Governor Cuomo wasn't committing a crime when he lowballed the number of people who died in nursing homes. What he was doing is shifting responsibilities, being a sleazy politician. That was a punt by Jen Psaki. Yes, the Department of Justice at times gets involved when there's allegations of Medicaid fraud or whatever. But in this case, you're talking about appalling judgment where they did not use the Javits Center, for instance, for infected patients when they could have. They did not use the hospital ship for infected patients as they could have and as they prepared to do. New York was arrogant, and I think the real tragedy of all this is how much of New York State's actions were designed to hurt Donald Trump. How much of New York State's actions were designed to make the president of the United States look bad? And I think that when you examine that political motivation, it's not about a crime. It's about they put politics, particularly in the beginning, in the hysterical beginnings of this epidemic, they put politics ahead of good public health. And I think that's the scandal. And again, I grieve for everyone that was lost, and I'm relieved that the vaccine has finally started to reach scale in terms of people, being protected against the various scourges that are coming our way. But man, do you realize, Brian, it's a year now? We've been year living with this thing. It's amazing.
But Geraldo, again, you found the heart of the story because it's not just New York. New York is now going to open up restaurants 25%. They're urging everybody to go back to school. In California, same thing started on Friday. You can go eat outdoors, which really is a big boost for that climate. And then you have Seattle, the same thing. All these Democratic governors and mayors are showing this is pure politics. Again, you just found the heart of the story. Again, that is the story. They put unnecessary suffering on small business people and the citizens of their state because they didn't like the president and we had an election. Final thought?
I think you're absolutely right. I think the level of hatred of Trump is something that it's a cancer in half of American society. I think it causes a response, a protective response. People that who would otherwise be angry at him for January 6th or whatever say, wait a second, he's being assailed and has been assailed from the minute he took office as the 45th president by people out to get him, and they went out to get him, even though it costs the country. I think it is a story, but I wonder who's going to write it, Brian. And I wonder when it's written, who's going to read it.
I think we will at one point. I'll tell you what, the best thing that ever happened to President Trump, I never thought of it, it was the Twitter and Facebook going down, because people get a chance to reflect and take a deep breath. And they're just seeing these 40 executive orders, they're seeing the opening up, and they're saying they're coming to the conclusion themselves.
I think that's it. Some point.
Right. And yeah, so I look forward to seeing what's going to happen. I know we met with Kevin McCarthy the other day. He says, my big thing is get back the House. And Matt, imagine if he uses the power and his popularity to get back the House and Senate in 2 years. And that would be something, because the best calling card Republicans have is what Democrats are doing.
Oh, my God. I'm looking out my window at a coyote on my front lawn.
Really? Do you have.
I'm looking right at a coyote. I would take a picture.
Do you have a dog that you could send out there that's bigger than a coyote?
They're my two little dogs, Coyote Snacks, a.k.a. Coyote Snacks.
But, right. It's time to take things into your own hands. I mean, are they going after your chickens or why do they have a problem with you?
My walking stick.
Arondo, thanks so much.
All right,
have a great weekend.
See you,
we come back to your calls, 1-866-408-7669. Janice Dean at the bottom of the hour, where we go from here. Not only did she was she aggrieved because of the death of her in-laws, she took action. And now that action is reaping results. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Holding our politicians' feet to the fire, no matter who they are. That's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
When it comes to colorectal cancer, screening is key. We know that colorectal cancer is survivable in 90% of cases when detected early. Today, about 1 in 3 adults over 50 don't get the recommended testing. Colorectal cancer is still the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. Take control of your health and talk to your doctor about which screening options may be right for you. Visit standuptocancer.org/coloncancer to learn more. Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
The success of Janet's meal prep business is keeping her from keeping up with customer appetites.
Paleo Prep Meals, this is Janet. Yep, you just reheat. But we actually have a wait list currently. Oh, can you hold on one sec?
She needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
getting back to school.
Catholic schools have been struggling throughout the pandemic as a weak economy weighed on parents' ability to pay private tuition. But some schools, especially those that have made in-person learning work, have seen a pop in enrollment. In Queens and Brooklyn, the pandemic has been a shot in the arm. There, enrollments are up 39%. And in Boston, the diocese there saying enrollment is 15% higher. But even at schools that have seen enrollment gains, like Maria Regina in Hartsdale, New York, managing through the pandemic has not been easy. President Anna Pera.
I think all schools are seeing an impact because we've had to implement all these new protocols, which is an additional expense that was not in our budget.
In fact, according to the National Catholic Educational Association, Catholic school closures are 50% higher this year than last, equal to about 2% of the 6,100 Catholic schools running in 2019. In short, against all odds, some Catholic schools seem to be not only surviving, but thriving amid tough times. Getting back to school, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Movie Profile and a look at new releases this week. In theaters and video on demand, a story of friendship in a time of crisis, Our Friend. Here's Fandango's Eric Davis.
Probably the first major tearjerker of the year. It is based on a story of a woman who gets a life-altering news that she is sick with cancer. Her and her husband are sort of grappling with how to deal with this, and then their best friend comes and stays with them.
There's the action of Born a Champion with Dennis Quaid and Sean Patrick Flanagan.
Sean Patrick Flannery, he plays sort of a veteran and a fighter who lost a really big fight. And then they realize that that guy that he lost to cheated. And so he decides to mount a comeback.
On VOD, Adam Brody leads the kid detective.
A former kid detective who's now grown up. Nobody takes him seriously anymore. And then there's a major case where a girl goes missing. And he says, you know, maybe I can prove myself to this town once and for all. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It's a noir.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie, which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought, live and let die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You got a chance with it. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is something we've been seeking for a very long time through legislative hearings, forums. We've written to the CDC, President Trump, President Biden, trying to get this information for a very long time. And the commissioner is now trying to really equate the total number of all death in New York State to be the issue. And that's not what we're talking about here.
That is William Byrne. He's an assemblyman, Republican, talking about with the conclusion from the Cuomo governorships that he, during the pandemic, okayed a policy that allowed double the number of people recorded die in a nursing home. Amelia, listening on the Fox News Radio app. Hey, Amelia. Amelia, you're on.
Sorry. Hey, Brian, are you able to hear me? I apologize.
I hear you over in Salt Lake City, Utah. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wanting to let people know it's certainly not unique to New York, unfortunately. I'm sure people kind of already know that. Utah has a triage policy or had a triage policy that if you were over 55 with the virus, you were sent home or sent back. COVID was just rampant in the nursing homes, and I kind of wonder on the total number of deaths. Like recently with Larry King, he had COVID. He was announced COVID-free, only to die a few weeks later from sepsis. That mirrors my mother, who just recently passed away. Wow. On Martin Luther King Day, actually. She had COVID. She was put in a different facility that was, like, specific for elderly with COVID.
Amelia, unfortunately, I'm against a break. Sorry to hear that. Thank you for the story.
In our final episode of House of Broken Dreams, you'll learn about some of the wild and false leads the Cassie family has received over the years.
She calls me, we got her, we're going, get ready to go. And I'm like, I'm not going anywhere until you tell me it's Jennifer. Turns out they yanked her right off the street.
You have no idea how many times we have been through like those kind of scenarios that people swear they had information.
Available now on Apple Podcasts.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to the Media Buzz Meter with Howard Kurtz.
Assange was charged with 17 counts of espionage and one of computer misuse over the WikiLeaks publication of those thousands of leaked military and diplomatic documents. Now, his lawyers say, oh, he's acting as a journalist. I'd like to see that testimony in court. I've never regarded Julian Assange as a journalist. I don't think he takes the precautions that journalists do. I think he just tries to do damage to America.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America is listening to Fox News. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it on demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
It skews our thinking when all we see on television or read online or in papers or experience on social media is negative. It skews the proportions. When it is all you see, you tend to think it is all that exists, and we have to be more disciplined. It's not only not all that exists, it's not even the majority of what exists.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day, hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Retirement could be years away or a looming reality, but it's important to start taking steps to plan for your retirement future regardless of your age. Before you begin, you should take stock of where you are financially according to GoBankingRates.com. It's essential to decide on a realistic retirement date. If you want to retire before your full Social Security benefits kick in, you'll want to have other sources of retirement income to draw on. Also, if you retire before age 65, you won't have access to Medicare. so you'll need other health insurance in place. Other factors to consider for retirement planning include how aggressively you're able to save and how much you'll spend in retirement. Conventional wisdom is that you'll need 70 to 90% of your pre-retirement income to live comfortably, and also gauge what kind of lifestyle you see for yourself in retirement. The best option for retirement planning is a 401k if you have access to one. And IRAs are also powerful tools. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
There have been advocates who have lost loved ones who have been asking for answers, accountability, and transparency. And at every turn, the governor and his staff have smeared those individuals. One of the most notable and most effective advocates is Janice Dean, and they have belittled her each and every day, going so far as calling these family advocates part of a death cult. Finally, today is the first step towards justice. We need to get answers and issue subpoenas immediately against the governor, the commissioner of health in New York State, Dr. Zucker, and his senior staff, because the corruption is the cover-up.
That is really a comprehensive, great analysis by the New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. She's in the Rochester area. Joining us now is Janice Dean, Fox's senior meteorologist, but also it's her editorial that really made the cover in the New York Post today, because it was her in-laws who lost their lives in nursing homes, leaving with nothing but questions and grief. And now we're finally getting some answers. Janice, before we go forward, can you, if you would, give everyone around the country an idea of how you found out your in-laws were even in physical peril, in medical peril, and then how you eventually found out what happened?
Well, we lost my father-in-law in his nursing home at the end of March, and we didn't even know there was an executive order to put COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. No one told us that. I remember a red flag after hearing this when we got a call from my father-in-law's nursing home saying they were going to move him to another floor to allow more patients to come in. And I didn't know that at the time, that they were going to bring possibly infected patients into his nursing home. So he died first, and then my mother-in-law, who was in an assisted living facility, we planned to have them both together, by the way. Mickey had health issues and needed rehab, but he never got there, obviously, because he died at the end of March. And then my mother-in-law got COVID in her assisted living facility and died in the hospital. And we started finding out afterwards that the governor was not counting people like my mother-in-law who died in the hospital. So these were clues that I was gathering on my own while we were grieving and weren't able to have wakes or funerals.
So you might be thinking to yourself, this is tragic, and there's so many people dying that we never see this in 107 years. So when did you realize there was a problem with transparency here? When did you realize this was possibly preventable? When did you realize that thousands were going to be and were in the same place as you, mysteriously wondering what happened and why their grandparents, their parents were dead?
Probably right after my mother-in-law died, I started seeing a few articles and some reports on Fox and in the New York Post about the governor's mandate. And I would watch the local coverage where he would do his PowerPoint presentations every day and not see them asking the questions. And then I would see him on, some of the big networks, the ABCs, the NBCs, and they would joke around about his love life. And, he would go on with his brother on CNN and not even talking about the nursing homes. Meanwhile, in the New York Post, there are articles about body bags piling up in cooler trucks. And yet he was never asked about that. So when I saw these reports and I saw the fact that this governor wasn't being asked these questions, that's when I decided it was time for me to speak out up. And the first time I did was at the end of May on Tucker Carlson's show, after they had just reversed the mandate to stop putting COVID-positive patients into nursing homes. By the way, that mandate, you can't find it on the health department website. They scrubbed it.
It was March 25th, right?
March 25th to May 10th.
So that's what they were doing, and the results were massive deaths. What did we just find out about the total deaths now, and how was that different than what he told us?
Well, that's another thing. There was always the assumption that they were undercounting the deaths because of, like my mother-in-law, she died in the hospital and her number didn't count. And there were people that wanted those numbers because the governor was going on when he was asked about the question about the nursing homes and saying, oh, well, we're far down the list. New York didn't have that many nursing home deaths because he was using bad math. And we all knew he wasn't counting those that died in the hospital. So there were requests by some journalists, FOIL requests, to get those numbers that kept being stonewalled. We were supposed to get it before the election, then after the election, now February, now into March. And the Justice Department also had an investigation into this governor and his health commissioner about the numbers. And it was only until yesterday, Brian, and it was a surprise by New York's AG that she had conducted her own investigation and came up with the result of at least 50% more deaths than were reported by this governor and his administration.
So it's up around 12,500?
Right, but I believe there's more because it's an ongoing investigation. And we still have to hear from the commissioner. The health commissioner came out with a bunch of numbers yesterday when he's been stonewalling all of these months. But I think we need an independent, bipartisan investigation with subpoena power where these people go in front of a judge and the jury and they are asked to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That is the only way we're going to get real answers from this governor and his administration.
So tell me if this helps you. First off, we know what he said in the years past. Well, I was going by CDC regulations. It came from the CDC, and we know that's been vehemently denied. So Dr. Howard Zucker, he says the OAG report is only referring to the count of people who were in nursing homes but transferred to hospitals and later died. The OAG suggests that all should be counted as nursing home deaths and not hospital deaths, even though they died in hospitals. That does not in any way change the total of deaths, but is instead a question of allocating the number of deaths between hospitals and nursing homes. Does that make anything better?
No. No, it doesn't. He's just avoiding and not answering the question. And I expected that. And the governor, by the way, is going to give his press conference at 11:30. And I expect him to also blame and divert and not give the right responses. He's done this his whole life as a governor. But I'm finally glad that maybe there is a light that is being shone on this. And that maybe that will be a bit of a disinfectant. But until we have a real investigation, again, maybe a grand jury investigation into this governor, that's when, I won't hold my breath, but that's probably when we would get our answers.
What about the nursing home system? Do you hold them culpable? Should they have known better? Should they have protested more if they knew this policy was bad? As Dr. Siegel told us today, nursing homes aren't equipped to handle sick patients. They know that.
They aren't. They really aren't. As Dr. Siegel said, the hospital is equipped. But that's another thing that we have to investigate. Where was the governor getting this information? Because I've heard whispers that he was getting the information from hospital lobbyists to put these patients into nursing homes. So there's a whole trail of possible corruption from this governor and a money trail and lobbyists. But all I know is I want the answers. And the fact that this guy put positive patients into nursing homes, even a young person would know not to do something like that. Even the governor at one point said it would be like fire through dry grass. He knew his decision was not based on science. So you have to look at that decision. Over 6,000 infected patients were put into nursing homes. So yes, the nursing homes could not take these patients. They were actually begging him to not force them onto them. There were many nursing homes operators I've talked to, owners, that said they felt they had no choice, Brian, but to take these patients.
Yeah, and other states have had these problems. I think Pennsylvania is another one that had these problems. We just took a call right before this segment from a woman in Utah who lost her mom that way. Same thing. You know, they just went along with what the protocol was. Next thing you know, yeah, she's passed away. So that's the issue. What I find unbelievable is they want to criticize, does this Biden administration, Governor DeSantis, and the way he handled the nursing home situation. So he confronted that last night. Cut 16.
We focus protection on elderly people rather than trying to shut the entire society down. So at the front end of the pandemic, I barred hospitals from discharging COVID patients back into nursing homes. That was able to save a lot of lives on the front end. And now here on hopefully the back end of the pandemic, our approach to vaccination is putting seniors first.
So is there anything wrong with that policy?
It's a great policy. He puts seniors first. And by the way, the only governors that put COVID-positive patients into nursing homes were ones wearing the D jersey, Democrats, not only in New York, but in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in California, and Michigan. Five governors that were Democrats decided to put infected patients into nursing homes. So I don't think this is just a New York problem. I actually think this is a broader issue. Why did those five governors out of 50 do this?
So you think they're too smart to have not done this because you think it was a pressure situation, a pressure group, and you want to get to the bottom of it?
I really do, Brian. I don't know if I ever will. This report yesterday is a door opening, but there's more work to do because, I think there's a lot more to uncover.
Let's see what he says today, Janice. I'm sure he'll give you a lot more to talk about. The last thing you'd ever expect this guy to do is admit he was wrong or deceitful, because that wouldn't be in his book. That way you don't write a book in the middle of a pandemic, how great you are, if your ego isn't totally out of control, and his is. Janice, thanks so much.
Brian, thank you.
Keep fighting. Janice Dean, 1-866-408-7669. We'll find out if there's more to know and take some calls. I see you all over there from New York to Missouri to South Bend, Indiana. We'll get to you.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Sam's new project needs a project manager right away if she's going to manage to hit her deadline.
It took an extra week to get approvals, but they still want the original delivery date. I guess we'll figure something out.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking around your law firm, it's hard not to be proud of what you've created. A respected brand with 20 associates who give their all every day. You have what it takes to go big. Everything except a plan. How will you expand your footprint or increase revenue? Lexicon makes it possible. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience helping law firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and maintaining client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/grow to learn more.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
It skews our thinking when all we see on television or read online or in papers or experience on social media is negative. It skews the proportions. When it is all you see, you tend to think it is all that exists, and we have to be more disciplined. It's not only not all that exists, it's not even the majority of what exists.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Download and listen to Tyrus and Tim.
Ladies, this is why you must not laugh at men's jokes.
And try and
make them, like, think, like, if you're as a way of flirting, because then they will run around thinking they're funny.
Yep.
Like, Cam is not funny at all. And I told him that. He's like, well, other girls, like, laugh at my jokes. I'm like, that's because they were trying to sleep with you.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand from Fox News and Amazon Alexa. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. I'll get to more to know in a second. I did want to get to some calls as well. Governor Cuomo is going to be speaking in about 30 minutes about nursing homes. We also believe, and this is great news for us here locally, he's going to announce in New York City that the restaurants can open. They're angry, but they get 25% just to start. Open it up a crack. The numbers are dropping across the country, 39%. We have the deaths are down. It's a lagging indicator. And with the vaccines coming out, come on, guys. Back to school, back to work. Let's get going. William, listen on WTRC in South Bend, Indiana.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I talk to you quite often. And,
thank you.
And still appreciate everything that that you bring to us. I'm also a big advocate of watching Fox every morning, and God bless Janice. I mean, I've been seeing her talk about this for many, many months. I'm glad that she's actually getting some resolution in the right direction. And unfortunately, when we look at what took place with the Russian probe, nobody was ever held accountable. So the chances of finding somebody to hold them accountable for what's taking place here are, in my opinion, not very, very strong. But when it comes to the old Biden administration, it just I find it amazing that Pennsylvania was a blue state. All the Teamsters behind him, supposedly. And what he just did with when they're talking about cutting 11,000 jobs, it goes much deeper than that. Trump mandated that they use steel for that pipeline. American-made steel, I should say.
Yep.
Which, that's one of the things. Then you look at everybody else. I mean, it's like a domino. There are so many different industries that people don't even know about that are affected by this. They have no idea that somebody else, that the truckers that get the steel, that, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah, it ripples through the towns as they pop up and they move through. These workers got to stay in hotels and they got to eat at restaurants, and it gives them some certainty of a living for the next 2 years as they finish this thing off. And the other thing is, we're still going to get the oil. It's going to be on trucks and rails, which is more of a carbon footprint, which it doesn't help anyone, William. It doesn't help the Greens, and it doesn't help the workers. And then for you to walk up to a 50-year-old and say, okay, I took away your job, but how would you like to make a solar panel or code? It's the biggest insult in the world. You want the government telling you what your career you should have? I mean, come on. Like, I'll give you an example of the way it should work. GM says, we're not going to build any more sedans that aren't electric. Joe Biden didn't tell them to do that. Donald Trump didn't tell them to do that. Their business model did. They believe that the American people want to get there, and they finally feel the technology is there. Don't mandate it. It doesn't work. You could support 5G technology and the companies that do it. You have a rocket in Elon Musk and SpaceX, they say they want to stand this up and they want to be able to make space travel and satellite deployment cheaper. You could subsidize that. They had a plan. The government's backing up Ingenuity. The government's backing up Ingenuity, but you don't demand it. So you're just ripping everything out and saying it's an emergency because we had hurricanes. We all know better. I hope Democrats know better. Outside AOC, you think you know it's a farce. Well, let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
This is something I knew was the case. Everyone's growing marijuana and says, I can't wait. Making so much money. Well, marijuana lowers IQ. I knew this. New study finds the drug may literally be impacting the intelligence of young users. Researchers at Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland say frequent use of cannabis during adolescence can lead to having a lower IQ. I notice the way people talk when they get high. Even if they are smart, they're not nearly reaching their potential, and something else is unquantifiable. It wipes out ambition. Keep that in mind. Don't make it acceptable. Next, too much fructose may cause a leaky gut. This is disgusting but necessary and lead to a fatty liver disease. So easy on the fructose, which is essentially sugar, right? Go to any grocery store and you're likely to stand in the checkout line behind some shopping cart full of cereal, soft drinks, and pastries, all full of sugar. Your gut's going to leak.
I tell you, you got to just look for no high fructose corn syrup. Just go for a natural sugar.
Exactly. Lick some sugar cane. 2 in 3 Americans say giving a driving lesson is much scarier than learning to drive itself. No kidding. Ireland tops Europe for alien visits with 105. I missed my swish. Give me one now, Eric. They claim the UFO sighting. So congratulations, Ireland. I really appreciate it. It must be number one clear skies, right?
And they hover longer in Ireland, apparently, than anywhere else. So
13 minutes.
Yeah.
So they hover in 13 minutes. Extraterrestrials visiting France may usually hang around for just 6 minutes. Have we got any photos, video?
So what is it that they like so much about Ireland?
They're fun people, number one. They're not judgmental. They're willing to accept you. And they'll sing in bars. And everyone knows extraterrestrials love to sing.
They love the singing, that's true.
Right. I did have my lone remaining Irish relative visit us like 15 years ago. And she goes, oh, good, a piano. Just sat down and started singing. And
out of nowhere, just like...
You can tell it's so natural, but there's not a person I know outside Billy Joel, who I don't know that well, that would have done that.
What were the songs that she just started belting out?
I'm not sure.
Did you join in?
And by the way, she's not that good. You know, it would be different if she was a great singer. But you're not that good. But I love that. You know, he's supposed to dance like no one's watching, sing like no one's listening, but I was listening. But she does not listen to me in Ireland. So I feel as though I could say this and not feel any repercussions. PETA is calling on humans to denounce animal insults like chicken and pig. They don't want you to say rat, say snitch. Don't say snake, say jerk. Don't say sloth, say lazy. Are you willing to make this switch? Pete.
I'm going to have to start calling Eric by different names now.
If you don't mind. Easy. The snakes are getting they're getting very self-conscious. It's hurting their self-esteem. Plus rats. How do they even get up in the morning? Rats, they're, number one, they're under the ground, usually. They're usually very smelly, way too big, and they're always running from something, always in a rush. They never know when the next meal is.
Paid for by GetUpside.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play and save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code CASH for a 50 cent a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code CASH. Save money on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code CASH. That's C-A-S-H. Visit GetUpside.com for terms.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.